It was a beautiful Monday afternoon, or a cool Tuesday morning, and the problem that's vexed me all weekend still preys heavily on my heart. Do I share with the guys the story of the beautiful woman I met and the weekend we spent, and run the risk of ruining the relationship? Do I share or keep it a secret? I was working my part-time job as a music organ grinder with my monkey underneath a sign that said, "Bucky's coming soon." Business was slow. She walked by. Our eyes met. We went back to her place. She played the grinder, and the monkey danced. And then I came in the room. The sex was exquisite. It was like an atomic explosion in my pants. There was nothing left but a shadow of my penis on the carpet.
Oh my God.
But the problem still exists. Do I share the story of my exotic weekend or keep it a secret forever? I was about to come to a conclusion, and then the show music started.
Pick it on one shot on the video stream and hold it.
I'm just bouncing around.
Yeah. Take a television movie course. Normal time is around 5 seconds for normal conversation. It's like we got somebody having a seizure running the video stream. Did Chloe tell you guys about the allergy test, our results from Saturday when we met with Dr. Feldman?
No, I meant to ask you earlier, and then I got distracted by your old detective show.
Yeah, I haven't decided whether to talk about that or not.
I don't want to push you. I want to do anything that makes you tell us all about it. Again, I don't want to push you or anything.
It's not something for right now.
I understand. We can all completely tell me all about it. Tell Chloe.
Yeah, what's up? You just can't bring something up like that and have that great.
I didn't bring anything up. Those were just internal thoughts.
That have been exposed.
Are you sitting away in your office, staring at a phone that never rings, and out of nowhere, some sexy dame walks in.
Everything's in black and white.
Yeah.
She walked into my life. All of a sudden, my life was void of chroma color. I think I could write one of those cheesy Pulp Fiction novels.
I think you're on the right track.
Well, we had the test. Dr. Feldman wouldn't tell me really much about clothes because different patients, we were in different rooms.
Yeah, he's actually following HIPAA protocols.
Right. I'll tell you mine first.
All right. I'm curious.
What was it I've always said about my allergies on the air? Because everybody said, go get tested. What have I always said in response?
Whatever's in the air is what's making me sick.
And that's exactly what it was. Even Dr. Feldman, when he looked at it, he said, man, you called it. The only thing I'm allergic to that I didn't realize is cats, which doesn't make any difference. I thought it was odd. But they checked us for... Give me a second. I'll pull out the form. Okay. Chloe was allergic from everything from cats to, like, plexiglass.
To, like, sycamore. I'm like, sycamore? What?
Like the tree?
I think so.
You can't be that allergic to cats because you have them.
Yeah, I know. But
and he has allergies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just,
so he can be that allergic to them.
Well, that's the thing that's sort of odd because I think if someone's allergic to a cat, then it's... If it's that bad, they wouldn't be able to have any.
Because I do sneeze sometime, but it's not bad. When I was younger, as a kid, I couldn't even go in the same room as a cat or a dog.
Wow.
Without just breaking out and turning into a lobster.
See, the thing I was most afraid of for you, Russ, for the test.
Yes.
And I'm glad so far it hasn't been true, is that I was afraid you were going to find out you were allergic to dogs.
Nothing with dogs or their dander.
Okay, good.
Chloe, how do you read this? The hash marks, the more hash marks, the more allergic you are.
I believe,
you are?
Yes.
Okay. So just like the 1, 2, 3, 4 slash hash mark.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Let me see.
Well, if I show you.
Then it doesn't help the radio purpose.
Okay. I'm going to count to 5, and you just write it down on a piece of paper.
Oh, the tallies?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got
okay.
it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, tally marks. Got it.
So I'm guessing 5 being the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I am allergic to, we'll say 3 is, if highs, 5 is the highest, 3 would be
I would say
upper moderate.
Yeah, I would say at least moderate, yeah. Moderate to severe.
Moderate mountain cedar, moderate red cedar. No allergies with birch, walnut, willow, maple mix, cottonwood, ash mix, mulberry mix, or hackberry.
Oh, nice.
Mild allergies to ragweed. Not heavy. Looks like a 2.5.
Okay.
Allergic to cocklebur. I don't know. Sits in the old gum tree.
That's the only thing I could think of. Big in Australia.
Heavily allergic to marsh elder. Don't ask me. Allergic to pigweed, sage, and looks like mugwort.
It sounds like stuff that's out of a Harry Potter book.
Are you allergic to round eyeglasses?
Nope, just nerds.
Not allergic to Bermuda, Johnson grass. I'm allergic to Timothy.
Sorry.
I've never heard of Timothy grass. And actually, this is good that I didn't plant winter grass because it says I'm allergic to perennial rye, which I believe is winter grass.
Yeah.
Allergic to cats. Nothing with rabbits.
How bad?
Cats was like a, looks like 2.5.
Okay.
So it's not like a cat would come in and I would immediately break out. I just would eventually start, I guess, snotting up.
Gotcha.
Not allergic to dogs, horses, nothing with cockroaches, nothing with dust mites, guinea pigs. I am not allergic to any type of molds, egg products, milk products, peanuts, soybean, none of that. And it says I have a problem with histamine.
What does that mean?
Meaning you take too much of it?
No, it means our bodies are producing histamine. That's why we take antihistamines. Get the difference?
Antihistamines,
you don't want it. I have histamines.
We know.
But the biggest one, like Dr. Feldman said, was the mountain cedar.
So is there any way he could explain? Because mountain cedar is a seasonal deal for the most part, yet your allergies now are year-round. So he's saying that you're allergic to enough other stuff the rest of the year?
He said there's enough stuff the rest of the year to keep me busy about 8 months out of the 12.
Gotcha.
And he said we're about to get out of the mountain cedar cycle.
Yes.
Yeah, because for me, he said, woo, mountain cedar and ragweed. Remember how he got excited when he did the initial test on that one?
But he came in the studio, did it on my arm?
Yeah, he did the same thing. He was like, wow. just looked. He looked at my back like it was like just this glowing thing. Look at all this stuff.
Yeah, because there was one nurse going back and forth between the two rooms. Chloe got there first. They did him. I probably got there about 10 minutes later. They did me. She came back just to check on me about 15 minutes later. She said, I can't really say anything, but damn. Oh, for your buddy?
Oh, for your buddy? Wow.
Yeah.
He actually said he was surprised with me. He said, with the problems that I've had, he goes, I thought your back would just be all lumped up because they hit us with like 50 different allergens, pollen, whatever. I mean, if they're checking for cockroaches, they're checking for everything.
Yeah.
So it's good that I'm not allergic to dust mites, which means... You know, I don't really have to worry about it in my house and all the construction that's going on up here in this building. There's dust all over the place.
Yep.
I didn't know they tested me for penicillin. No, that's not right. It's penicillium. I wonder if it's a form of.
That'd be my guess.
It's nothing else. Just the red cedar, mountain cedar. I'm heavily allergic to the marsh elder. I don't know what that is. And the rest of it, it's just moderate to nothing.
You feel better?
But like I said, cloves was allergic for everything from cats to carbon fiber.
Yeah, I think when they both come in to look, the Dr. Feldman and his assistant, they both had to stand back like, whoa. Like, where do we start?
So,
do you have any idea what they were riding on our backs?
I know. Yeah, you know what? She,
because I asked her.
They didn't take a photo of it?
No.
I thought they usually did.
They've got a tray, and it felt like, I even asked her, you know, a tray with different, we'll just call them allergens.
Yeah.
And they have to kind of mash it on your back. It doesn't hurt, but, you know, they have to scratch your skin just a little bit.
Yeah.
And each tray has so many. I went, is there 8 in each one of those trays? She said, yeah, how do you know that? I never knew I could count with my back, but for some reason I can feel 8.
Yeah, at first, when she first hit me, she didn't like, you know, hey, I'm about to press. She just did it, and I just jumped because it tickled. It tickled, and I jumped, and I was like, dude, wait, what'd you warn a fella?
It's funny. She warned me. She goes, okay, you ready?
Well, that's why she warned you, because she didn't warn him, and you were second.
Well, but I had already had, you know, done on both my arms.
Yeah.
And the results were almost the same, except they just went and eliminated a bunch of other stuff that I wasn't allergic to. So he's going to go ahead and order the cocktails, and Chloe and I either... If they can't do it on a Saturday, we may have to take President's Day off. Because that's the six-hour day where if you stay there, they shoot you and then watch you and then shoot you and watch you.
Gotcha. Is it tomorrow President's Day?
No, I don't think so. I think it's the 6th. No, that's not right.
So the 6th was last week.
We'll try the 16th. Do you want me to check?
You don't have to.
Didn't they all combine President's Day to Washington's birthday?
I think so.
Then that's the 16th.
That and furniture sales. That's how I usually know President's Day. Hey, sales.
Yeah. And JD always remembers it's first of the year by the white sales. Hey, that's the time to buy sheets.
Yeah, you got Thursday, February 12th, Lincoln's birthday, then Monday, February 16th, Washington's birthday.
So I'm guessing the 16th is President's Day.
I guess so.
If they can't do us on a Saturday. And Dr. Feldman was, he stayed late for us. Because normally they're only open a few hours on Saturdays.
Wow.
And everybody was gone. He and I sat in the lobby, talked about the band, talked about allergies and whatever and how long this would take. And I said, well, you know, with the fast track, how long before I would notice anything? I went, a year? He goes, no, you should... Notice some relief in a few months. I went, okay. I didn't want to overexpect.
Right.
Because really, you start giving me shots, I expect relief right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is, we can take all our allergy meds during all the treatments.
That is fantastic.
Because last week was...
That was a bad week for you guys.
I walked... I walked in. I woke up about 8 Saturday. I went, I can't go. Because it had been all week with nothing to help with my sinuses. I went, I got to go. This could save my job. Forget about my life. It could save my job. Because even though the ratings keep going up for more days we miss, somebody's going to catch on to something. Yeah. So I got out. I didn't bathe. I just washed my back real good.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Check for any stray hairs because you don't want to pull your shirt up and then go, well, how are we going to see what you're allergic to?
You're obviously allergic to a razor.
Yeah, she did say, your friend is really tired.
Yeah, I walked in. I was supposed to be there between 8 and 9, and it was 9:30.
Oh, that's not good.
And I went, is it too late? She said, for what? I went, I have to stab me with stuff and see if I die. She said, no, you're fine. She said, you fill this out, and I'll come get you in a second. Went, okay. Can I sit down to do this?
Oh, my God. You and that sad sack routine. Sweet Jesus.
Did you ever find out what they wrote on your back?
Because what I was going to ask. You know, because I think they did all the trays. Say if there were 8, they probably did about 8 times 8, 64. That'd probably say 7 trays.
Gotcha.
That's close to 50, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think they said that was going to be the average, what they checked for. I think she jabbed me with all of them and then started writing stuff and then came back in a few minutes later and wrote more stuff.
On your back.
Yeah. What are you writing? I'm just taking notes. Are you writing anti-Jewish things on my back?
That and pictures of penises and your wall is basically a bar bathroom.
Yeah.
She goes, I'll clean it up with alcohol when I'm done. Well, that doesn't tell me anything. What are you writing down? It's nothing you'd understand. Yeah, why? You don't think I can understand anti-Semitic comments?
Yeah, when she left, I was looking back, going, trying to see.
And so and so was here.
There's no mirror in there.
Yeah. Look, I connected all these and made the Big and Little Dipper. So, Chloe and I have gotten past step one.
I am genuinely excited for you guys.
Why Alfie didn't go, I still don't know.
He had that big fashion thing.
Yeah, I was meeting with somebody.
How'd that go?
Why are you so cryptic about all this?
Because you guys are making it out to be something more than it is.
We're talking about a doctor who's ready to help us with a lot of stuff. And and somebody that's not condescending. I like Dr. Gross. Dr. Feldman works in Dr. Gross's office under his, I guess, umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Dr. Gross. And I like Dr. Feldman even better.
Seems like a really nice guy. And it took you a while to get used to the sort of the Doogie Howser-ness of him.
He is a cute man.
See, there it is.
Why don't we bump weenie heads and see if mine's allergic to yours? Oh, look, it got bigger. It must be.
Better call that lady here to write something.
We're going to have to use some of that hair mousse of yours for lube. Mm-mm.
Don't scare him off until you're at least 6 months into your shot.
I think we've gone. If he was going to go away because he knew my name, but he didn't know the show.
Okay.
Which is fine. It's like, I know Tom Joyner. I don't know his show.
Sure.
So he said, I did some Googling. I went, yeah.
And see.
Those charges were dropped. He goes, I read all of it.
That was nice of him because most people don't go to page 2.
He said, if you guys really do need, somebody else to help you with the band, he said, I can play some. He goes, I can't play acoustic. He goes, and I can't do the strumming with the left hand and the right hand at the same time. I said, it sounds like both of you and I went to the same school.
So are you guys going to play the same guitar in the band?
I may just hand it off to him because I said, it sounds like your level's about the same as mine.
Well, I was thinking like you could play whichever hand you guys are strong at, that's when you play. You can stand behind him. Put your arms through his.
To see if your anus is allergic to my sperm. And then I'll write marks on your bobo. That says, caution, butt is wet. So what did they tell you, Clark? We got a break, but in essence, what did they tell you? Did you say you want to go ahead and start the fast track shots?
Yes. He gave me the option. He goes, do you want to just treat this with medication or do you want to get on the shots? And I go, a shot. You know, so I mean, that I guess they have to offer that. Gave me some good
news. He didn't say anything about medicine to me. We were just talking about the shots nonstop, whether it was the old way where you've I don't know. It takes 6 to 9 months before you see any reaction, any slight benefit, or the fast track to where you may see something in about 3 months.
Outside of maybe cost, I don't see why
I don't care about the cost.
Well, that's what I'm saying. For a normal person, outside of cost, I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't want the fast track. Because I see it as if you feel the need to look into allergy shots, you've got it bad enough to where you probably should get the fast track.
Well, I got tired of guessing. How come I feel good today? How come I didn't feel good yesterday? Is it something I ate? The vitamins? You know, the pollen count's about the same this day as that day. What's going on? What's different? And it was finally, you know, when Dan even told me off the air, he goes, stop guessing. Go to an allergist. Well, we ain't got to get Miss Pissy.
Sorry, man. That was like 7 years. From the first time I told you, hey, you know what? Might be worth a shot. Maybe go see an allergist.
Yeah, but
7 years later, we said, shut, quit your bitching.
Every Monday, we have to hear about your weekend. And now this Monday or Tuesday morning, you don't want to hear about my weekend. And the monkey danced.
Danced good. I'm happy for you on two fronts then.
Alfie, what is line one?
He's talking about what they were writing on your backs.
Oh. Yes, Wesley.
Yeah, hey. I was actually calling about the doing the allergy shots. I had allergy shots done recently, and the reason what they're writing on your body is actually they're keeping track of which tray they're on because each tray has different things they're testing for, so different, you know, weeds or whatever. So they'll have each tray is, you know, tray one, tray two, tray three. So they'll mark them that way. That way they know which one you're allergic to. Okay. And then they also, they draw a circle around the red spot after the, you know, the time goes by, 20, 30 minutes. They draw a circle around it and they actually measure the circle to tell how allergic you are. So that's what they're drawing on your back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Drawing a circle around a whelp, that doesn't seem to make any sense. Wouldn't the whelp mark itself?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, whenever, yeah, because if you're allergic to it, it'll have a little round, you know, circle. It's not like a whelp, but it's a, you know, it'll turn.
I know, but why circle round it? You already know I'm allergic to that because it's whelped up.
Well, to tell how allergic you are. So if you're just a little allergic, it won't be very big. It'll just be like a little speck.
Are you going, what are you doing, the slow or the fast treatment?
I didn't do the treatment yet. Actually, I'd love to hear on the show how if you actually had success with it because I decided not to do it just because the only thing I was allergic to was actually dust and dust mites, which was like the worst one.
Do they have any?
Because it's all year round.
Do they have
like just medicine?
Yeah. I mean, is that something the antihistamine would work with? Or you should, you know what? Stop dicking around. Go see an allergist. Stop whining.
Oh, my God.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
It's Dan O'Malley for New Fine Arts. Listen up, you should know this, but just in case you don't, Valentine's Day is this week. I know. See? That's the level of excitement in everyone's voices.
Well, see, now I have to make a decision. Not that I can say much about it.
Uh-huh.
But do I celebrate Valentine's Day with this person I might have met over the weekend?
This new dame of yours?
I forgot to call her a dame.
That's okay. We'll cover it.
I think that's too soon.
It might be, but just in case you wanted to get something, you know, innocent or flirty, you could go to New Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you just met over the weekend in a smoky private dick's office.
And that's what it was. Thank you for not saying soft.
You're welcome. Or in some other random locale. New Fine Arts is a place to go for this Valentine's Day weekend. And New Fine Arts is celebrating.
And we doing still the 50 Shades of Play.
That's right. Today of 50 Shades of Play, thanks to New Fine Arts, is Shade 1. Submit to your lover.
Man, we done number one. I remember hearing that one.
I know. But you have to reinforce these.
Oh. All right.
Not everyone hears every shade.
I'll listen to it.
All right. All right. From furry wristlets, neckties, and Japanese silk rope.
What I want a necktie for in bed? This ain't no formal affair.
There's a number. First of all, it could be a formal affair. Second of all, there's any number of uses for a necktie in bed. And if you're looking for some, I bet New Fine Arts has a book showing you just some of those uses.
Why can't I go to Men's Warehouse?
They don't have those books.
Well, what do I get the ties at, though?
You can get a tie, however,
I'll probably enjoy it. They guarantee it.
Yeah, but Zimmerman never made any guarantees the way the New Fine Arts can.
Where they gonna tie it?
Where?
Yeah.
Think of a spot.
Yeah, yeah. My neck. That's where I normally go.
Well, it can go there, too.
Is this like a regular necktie or a bow tie? Because if it's a bow tie, I know where that one's going.
It's a tie. You can use it
with a little tuxedo on my balls.
Look, it's fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for a four ball.
It's ready for the cotillion.
Uh-huh. So, yes, New Fine Arts has everything you need for Valentine's Day this weekend. Don't forget, New Fine Arts also has everything else you and your partner need to spice up the big day. From lubes to vibes, sexy lingerie, thousands of DVDs. Get your heart on at New Fine Arts.
Do they have special clothes for men? Because you said lingerie.
They've got some special items.
Like what?
Well, go in there and ask.
You go ask. You've been doing a damn spot.
And I've been there. I love the stores.
Did you buy any clothes? Did you buy any clothes with the front or the back cut out?
If I did, it may not necessarily have been for me. Maybe I was thinking of you.
You gonna wear it with me?
Man, this turned bad.
Man, you ain't pulling no, you ain't gonna be no Sphinx on me.
For Valentine's Day, get into New Fine Art.
3:42. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you. Russ Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Get started off in Fort Worth eastbound I-20 right at McCart. Got an overturned 18-wheeler blocking the entrance ramp. The service road there is also completely blocked. Traffic's jacked up in the area. In Grand Prairie eastbound I-30, just after Beltline Road, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from the bush. And finally, in McKinney eastbound 380, just before McDonald Street, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up in the area. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. Proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 74. Right now, 77. The 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
And Dr. Feldman, I still don't know his first name. Dr. Feldman said that a couple of listeners come into the clinic this past week.
I believe it. I had some guy
ask for him by name.
Even better.
I need that guy who's on the Russ Martin Show. Kind of sounds like a retarded Luke Bryan.
I also got those emails, yeah. His first name's Matt.
I just get so used to it. It's Dr. Fettner. I have to stop and think. His first name is Chris.
Right.
But I thanked him again for coming up. I said, had you not come up and done the test, I never would have pursued this. I said, so it's when I say thank you, and I very seldom do, it comes from here, baby.
Right there. And then.
He goes, I was happy to do it. I enjoyed it. What is it, Chloe?
I was like overly appreciative at the end. Oh, thank you so much. It was like, okay, man, okay.
Yeah, they didn't give us any meds. They just tested us for what they needed to do to
give you meds.
Cocktails.
Yeah.
Can I just call you Dr. Jesus?
Yeah. Can I call you Dr. Lifesaver Man? Please. Lone, I bought you this superhero cape.
He really needs to become the hero that...
The what?
Sorry, I was going to get caught up. The hero that we need, but we may not deserve.
Oh, we don't deserve it. Alfie, are you ever going to go?
I will. I just have to make time. I might try and get it done this weekend.
They don't work every Saturday.
I'll get in contact with Dr. Feldman.
You can go in the morning. The test itself, if all your paperwork is filled out ahead of time, I bet they can get you in and out in half an hour.
Oh, wow.
Short of the, you know, if you want to sit and visit. I think Dr. Feldman and I talked for probably another 45 minutes after we were done.
Wow.
It's about stuff. And I said, you know, I found that taking Allegra, just a normal Allegra around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon seems to work better for me because the 12 hour, the way it's at least in my system at overnight where I may be having problems. And he said, it's funny that you would bring that up because research has shown that's the time of the day when a lot of people's allergies seem to peak. So you're taking it at the exact right time.
Nice.
I went, well, just by accident, it just seemed to make sense. The Allegra D I wouldn't take in the middle of the afternoon because I'd be up in the middle of the night going, man, I wish I was asleep sneezing.
That's a little too much.
Yes, yeah, Samantha.
Yeah. So when I was about 15 years old, I had the same thing with the allergies, and I'm talking it was really bad, where my parents had to put plastic over my bed and my pillows. So I went through the shot thing, and it was for 6 months, and I got one shot every week. And I was 15, and I'm 29 now, and I haven't had any issues ever since. So vote of encouragement that it works.
It changed your life.
I mean, seriously, I was allergic to every little thing, and my parents had to constantly clean and... You don't know what it's like to have to roll over and your bed just ruffle and make all these loud noises because your stuff is covered in plastic. And I don't have to do that anymore, so.
Kind of sounds also, like you're going to blow up doll. Also what?
Also the fact that if you have a fear of shots, this completely changes that. You'll no longer be scared of shots.
I think they said the needles aren't much bigger than the shots they use for, like,
insulin?
Diabetics, yeah.
Well, the shot that I got, it was kind of small. I mean, you know the penicillin shot you get, like, in your rear end? It's and that's kind of big. I don't know if they've changed that or not, but it's a little bitty shot. Like, it's maybe the needle itself is...
As long as I don't have to do it and I don't have to see it, I don't care. Dan gives me my testosterone shot every Friday? Monday.
Tuesdays.
Tuesday. Well, and it's a big... What?
It goes in your arm.
I don't care. Shove it in my eyeball. If it would get rid of these allergies, I don't care what. Stick it in my pee hole. Yeah. You ain't had it, Jack.
Not since I was little, no.
Thanks, sweetie. Am I right? You get to a certain point. Okay, the only way we can cure you is have tarantulas crawl all over your body.
You know what?
Fine. Cover me in whatever it is I eat and let's go.
Yep. When I was a kid, my allergies were even worse, and they've gotten just slightly better. I couldn't even get a haircut without sneezing. I'm allergic to my own damn hair.
I like to tell you, what I need to do is do a panoramic. I'm allergic to me.
This is the first.
I need to take a panoramic shot of my house with all the trees around it and put it online for people who can identify trees and see if I got any mountain cedar, because I don't know what they look like. But if I've got any, those bitches are going to hell. If anybody wants them, we're having a fire sale.
And you probably mean that, because you probably burn them otherwise.
I've got some trees in the front of my house. I don't know what they are, but...
You not tried to, like, just do, like, a Google image search thing?
It's kind of hard to tell, because, you know, some are... You know, my trees are trimmed, and some are sculptured, so it's kind of hard to tell. The trees directly in front of my house, right in front of the garage and the laundry room and, you know, just the part in front of the house that make it look like it's...
The curb appeal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Whatever, certain time of the year, whatever they're doing, what they're doing, they emit this yellow dust that completely covers the cars. I don't know what that is, but I'm sure my sinuses aren't happy with that.
Probably not. I think that's just good old-fashioned, like, just regular pollen.
Yeah.
like flowers and such.
But this is coming directly out of these trees.
Nothing.
And he looked up my nose. He goes, your left septum is slightly deviated. I went, dude, get a crescent wrench, straighten it. I don't care if it's going to help. Because he goes, I don't recommend surgery unless it's just you're on the verge of dying at night, even with a CPAP machine. He goes, surgery is not something we recommend. We'll treat it, and then if the shots, you don't see relief, then we'll possibly think about, you know, opening that bitch up.
Wow.
So he's got a real good bedside manner.
Good, and that makes me happy for you.
And even though he didn't give us any shots or any meds Saturday, I just felt better when I left knowing that there's some, hopefully, an end to this.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've taken now all the necessary steps as far as the preliminary crap. So the next time you see him, you're getting the goods.
And even though it's going to be a six-hour day, I don't know what we're going to do, Chloe. We'll just have him put us in the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think you just have to lie there.
Yeah, because they're giving you the injections, and then they monitor you, make sure you know nothing adverse happens, and they give you some more.
I assume we could probably just sit. I don't think we got to lie the entire time, do we?
I can sit in a room with you with my shirt off.
Well, they just put it in the arm. I don't think you need to take your clothes off.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't
know. Okay, I guess. Yeah, because now they know what we're allergic to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not going to be like a bathhouse allergy shot type of deal.
Yeah, because I go in and she goes, okay, take your shirt off. I went, do you mind turning away? I don't want her seeing me half naked.
Really?
I lay down on the thing. She goes, your back looks like you work out. I went, well, I don't think my front looks the same. So at least she complimented my back.
Look at this strong back in front. Mm.
I think I'm going to write some notes on this. Right over here. Man, I sure would like to him. Make sure I get that off with the alcohol good later. Okay, no calls. I don't know if this guy texted you or not, or copied you guys. Russ, I want to thank you. My name is Kevin, and I'm married to a beautiful black woman. Although I love her with all my heart, my wife has never really been a fan of country music. But this past Friday, I managed to get her to listen to an hour of you and your still guitar player jamming on the air.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, man. You may be just what I need to get her into Texas country.
Oh, man.
It is. Even if you totally hate country music, there's just something, I don't know what it is about the steel guitar that I can tolerate, even enjoy.
Which is odd, because if you think about what is the one instrument that's
indigenous to country music.
And is that most twang, it's that.
But usually there's some sort of odd voice that goes along with it.
But yeah, that kind of matches the steel guitar.
Well, close talking like Buck Owens, the twang.
Yeah.
And Buck is one of the twangiest. Oh, the sun's going to shine. Taking a one-syllable word and turning it into like seven syllables. And Terry was the steel guitarist. He was ecstatic after the show.
Oh, you guys are having a fun time. You were jamming.
He taught me how to play some stuff. Cool. He had to go over it and over and over and over it with me. I went, now you know why we don't see Chuck anymore. I pulled a clip of him, and he played these on the fly. I said, here's some of the songs we know, but he didn't really have the arrangements.
Okay.
So this Johnny B. Goode, he was just playing on the fly. This is one of the clips I pulled. That's exactly the sound I was looking for, especially there at the end where he starts, I don't want to say wailing, but really kind of sliding it a lot.
Yeah.
To me, that's standard steel. What?
That perfect sound. I was asking, like, how did you just, I guess 30 years or whatever playing, you get that perfect steel guitar, silky, awesome. Man.
What did he say?
It's that box over there. His effects processor thing.
Well, that's not going to adjust the playing, because if that were the case, somebody would have sold me a processor for my guitar.
Oh, no, just the sound, not the playing.
No. But listen at the... Not the hell with it. It's only like 40 seconds long. Yeah. Well, this is Chuck and me playing the backup, and he's never played with us before. Then you we'll do the walk-ups.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I'm surprised he has to have another job, because it seems like steel guitar players are not readily available.
I don't know. As far as I my guess is, if you did like a heat map, it'd be super hot over Nashville. Outside of that, I think it's going to be a lot slimmer.
Yeah, because how much did you say those things cost? Like,
he said the one he had, which he's kept it because I think it was his first, and he just has an affinity for it. I think he said new, it was over 10 grand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, there's another reason why there's so few of them, the players.
Oof. Well, obviously, they last a while if he's been playing for over 30 years.
Uh-huh.
If I had to buy a $10,000 guitar for our band.
No, I think you nailed it.
What?
Guitar. Sorry. I'm being childish.
Clone, I don't get the joke.
Guitar. Retard.
Guitard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm going to start calling myself that. The guitared man.
Guitarded?
Hey, wait a minute.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
I just got Kenzie rolled. 407. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. He spent I-20 just before I-35. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Highway 67, Marvin D. Love. In Grand Prairie, east on I-30, just after Beltline, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is jacked up back from the bush. And finally, in Fort Worth, east on I-20, right at McCart, got an overturned vehicle still blocking the entrance ramp there. It's an 18-wheeler that has traffic jacked up in the area. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Autotrader.com. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 47. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 74. Right now, 77 degrees and 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Chicks would go for it, but yeah, you could save a lot of money if you celebrated Valentine's Day the week before or the week after.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've always said about Christmas is, you know, just explain to your kids, you know, Jesus wasn't really born on the 25th. Why don't we just celebrate his birth in January?
Sure.
You got all the sales.
Mm-hmm.
And you go pick up a tree for free on the 25th. Mm-hmm. Or steal them out of somebody's front yard.
Yeah. You got to drive through a neighborhood. Someone's going to have put their tree out.
But with women, I don't know. I've never talked about it. I've never done it.
I haven't either. And now I'm thinking, it's like, why not? I've used coupons before. I don't care. Especially once you're in a relationship for a little while. And it's like, hey, yeah, I'm using a coupon.
Yeah, if we're going Black Eyed Peas and we got coupons, we're using coupons.
Mm-hmm. Yet somehow, it like the old like cut out of a paper type coupon seems somehow... Right. Well, none of it necessarily seems cool, but it seems worse than whereas like using like a Groupon or Living Social, that seems cooler because it's an app on your phone.
Yeah. You hand them the phone. They scan it or whatever.
Yeah. There and you go. And I don't think chicks are as judgy with that. But I think if you hand them like they print it off, like
hey. I think if. Well, it's like you said, it depends on where you are in the relationship.
Yeah.
If
that's a big
if it's help. Early on and it's our first date and I whoop out an ARP card. Which I do not have. I don't care how many. They can keep sending me apps all they want.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at all these other things that you can do in all these communities where you can spend time with people of your kind.
Yeah, there's no way to dress it up, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Look at all these active people.
I know. Look at all these men with just bright white hair still playing golf. That's what I always see. Senior living.
Bright white hair, silver suits, and a black mustache on the disco floor. Don't you want to be him?
Living the dream.
So nobody's ever tried that. I know what forgetting Valentine's Day. I know what that'll get you.
Yeah, I know. I know. Ooh. Underperforming on Valentine's Day. I know what that'll get you.
Even though when I dated Diane back in the 80s, I think her birthday was around like, let's say January 27th. It was the latter part of January. So you just got a bunch of roses. And you bitch because you didn't get another few weeks later.
Mm-hmm.
You forgot Valentine's Day. Okay, before I answer, which one is worse? Just say we're talking about somebody else. If they forgot or they decided, hey, you just got flowers a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah.
She goes, well, which one was it? I went, I forgot.
I think that'd be the way to go.
Because I just kind of dismissed it. Well, we just celebrated your birthday. You got all these fabulous gifts and flowers, jewelry. And now a few weeks later, you want something else? And there was nothing I could do. I mean, you could go out the next day, but...
Your damage is done.
Yeah, there's no making up for Mm-mm. that. There's you were loaded, billionaire. Here's a jet, a new car.
I got you not just something that looks exotic. I bought you Terry Dorsey.
Yeah, your best case scenario there is break even.
You're better off just not doing anything because regardless of what you give them,
mm-hmm.
it's still, you're going to wear it on your face for the term of the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause no matter what you do, that situation will always be in the negative, always be in the red because maybe you get a really nice necklace. Her friend comments on, hey, Diane, that's a really nice necklace. Thank you so much. Russ got it for me for Valentine's Day that he forgot. Oh. There'll always be that qualifier attached to it. He had to get this one for me because he forgot about it the day before.
Even though I think one of her birthdays, I think it was the year I forgot Valentine's Day, I bought her a diamond pendant necklace. It's like, don't that last more than a few weeks?
Nope. At the very least, you should have done one of those, either bought or handwritten one of those coupon books for free hugs and massages, foot rubs.
I bought this book of free hugs from Luke Bryan, who we will not know who he is for many years.
Man, that's how I got my start.
You couldn't even get me one rose? Well, had you taken care of the roses you got from your birthday, you'd still have one.
She didn't use the food they came with?
I don't know. That was long before Pro Flowers. I don't know what it came with.
So how long had you been dating before that happened?
Let's see. We're probably well into our first whole year. About a year and a few months.
All right, right on. Damn.
What had you done your first Valentine's Day?
Flowers.
So you didn't go over the top?
Oh, I think we started dating. It was after her birthday.
Okay.
So I didn't have to mess with her birthday the first go round.
And you were in that early stage for Valentine's to where not a whole lot was expected.
Well, I think they expect something regardless.
Well, that's what I say, not a whole lot, perhaps, since you had just met. But yeah, well, after a whole year.
To me, roses, unless you go through Pro Flowers, you get some other nice gift from like New Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Or who else? Cherry's Berries.
Oh, yeah, get some big strawberries. Or in case you have a really exciting evening and you need to call Big Bub with bail bonds.
Yeah. When you need a bail bondsman, that means you had a good night. Especially if she got arrested with you.
That's love, baby. He go, I go.
Because we was having a three-way, and that second guy was an a-hole. So we beat his ass.
Better call Bubba.
Okay, you got any audio you want to get to?
I do. I got quite a bit. Last night was the Grammys.
I didn't care.
Isn't it pretty sad that for the most part I didn't either? It's like I was sitting at a restaurant waiting for food to go and looked up and I see Annie Lennox miming a harmonica. I just thought it was just odd. I was like, oh yeah, the Grammys are on tonight. So then today I see
Why was the Lennox guy on there?
Annie Lennox.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not the air conditioner guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, but that was what I looked up and realized, oh, yeah, the Grammys were on. So then today I'm thinking, okay, Grammy stuff. Yeah, I still don't care. But then it was Kanye's first appearance at the Grammys in like 6 years.
Did he win anything?
Did he? I don't think so. I know that we almost had a repeat.
No.
Almost.
By Kanye?
By Kanye. Because up for, was it Album of the Year? Beyonce was nominated. Beck won.
Okay. I don't know what the guys in Beck look like.
It's just a guy.
He's one guy?
He's a little, frail, white dude.
Okay.
So if you want, cut four. This is when they announced that Beck had won for Album of the Year. And since, you know, it's audio, Kanye decides he's going to make a quick dart up the stairs. And then he turns around and plays it off like, I'm just messing with y'all.
Anyway, do you think he was kidding?
It looked like it at first last night, but I think it changed. Mm-hmm. Or I know it changed. So, yeah, cut four.
And the winner is Morning Faze, Beck.
Producer Beck Hansen.
I need some help. I'm back. Oh, my God. Hi, Prince.
Did he say hi, Prince?
Beck did.
To Prince?
Yeah, Prince.
Oh, yeah, Prince is going to help him out with Kanye.
No, yeah, Prince is the one that
presented
gave
it?
Yeah, presented.
Well, it sounds like the way the audience reacted, however, I didn't see the video, however Kanye did it, it sounds like he was jacking around.
He was. He was in that moment, and he went up, he made everyone, it was that really awkward, uncomfortable thing for a little bit. There was even a camera that was trained on Jay-Z and Beyonce, where that's been going around online all day today, where Jay-Z's got that look like, no, man, not again. Don't do it, dude. And then realizes Kanye's joking, and Jay-Z's like, oh, okay, that was funny. Okay, good.
Yeah, you see Beyonce just mouthing, no, 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 Kanye, no.
Who was it that he took the mic away from 1 year?
Taylor Swift.
Little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think had that happened again and it was another little girl, I think even one of the brothers would have stepped up.
I think.
And went, uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
How awesome would it have been if Prince had done it? His tiny ass. Hi-ya! He's like 5'2", but can kick 8 foot.
But I know Ninja. I listen to Bo and Jim.
Big old heels. So then at an after party for E, Kanye had a microphone in front of his face and then he grabs that microphone and then he realized that he did have a problem with Beck winning over Beyonce.
I don't even know what he said. I just know that the Grammys, if they want real artists to keep coming back, they need to stop playing with us. We ain't finna play with them no more.
Bow
Flawless.
Down.
Was he nominated for anything? We don't know.
All right.
But he goes, they got to stop playing with it. Who is us?
He means us, the artists, the talent, the good artists, not Beck.
Well, since all of it is subjective, you can't, I don't know how many people are in the Grammy committee, but they can't all be white if that's what Kanye thinks. Does he think President Bush picks the Grammys because he hates black people?
He might.
Beyonce video, and Beck needs to respect artistry, and he should have given his award to Beyonce. And at this point, we tired of it, because what happens is, when you keep on diminishing art and not respecting...
Okay, let me ask this. Taylor Swift was how long ago?
I don't know, 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Okay, so there have been Grammys in between.
Yeah, or six, I guess.
Has a black artist won between then and now?
Yeah, I mean, black artist won last
okay.
night.
Did Kanye complain that the years where a black artist got album of the year?
No.
Then when he says us, he means black people.
Could be.
That's my assumption. If you don't say anything, the years that a black artist wins, is Beck white?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He's good and lily white. Like if you could have like one of those standard little white guy photos, like in a stock photo online.
Like Lil Enos Burdett?
Yeah. Beck would fit that.
When you keep on diminishing art and not respecting the craft.
That ain't what he wanted to say. When you keep picking white people over black people, you can almost hear him rearrange it in his head as he's saying it.
And
yes.
During this, he's got... Slut Dashian, his wife, next to him, and she's the one that's sort of playing along, going like, "Yeah, yeah." And then, but at the same time, you've also got the interviewer from E, placating and just building him up as well.
Yeah, you're right, Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not enough brothers sisters win this, but at least you got your old trophy wife, that Kim, Kardashian. Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Gash. I meant to say Kardashian.
I like it.
Or Gashdashian.
I'll take
now
that.
That almost sounds like a Christmas song. Gashing through the bitch.
Diminishing art and not respecting the craft and smacking people in the face after they deliver monumental feats in music.
Amen.
You're disrespectful to inspiration, and we as musicians have to inspire people who go to work every day and they listen to that Beyonce album and they feel like it takes them to another place.
Did he produce or work on Beyonce's album?
That I don't know.
Makes it sound like he's got a vested interest in this.
I'm sure he's worked there at some point.
His vested interest is through Jay-Z.
They're just really good friends, right?
Exactly.
Oh. So I'd stand up for your friends, but you could say, I really don't know Beck's music. I'm sure what he does is good, but I think Beyonce is pretty good, and she... I think she would have enjoyed the award since she's black.
Yeah, because when you look at other, it's, I guess maybe just because it was album of the year or something. But yeah, I mean, you had Pharrell win for best pop solo performance. I think even Rihanna may have won something as well. It's, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's not like it's all white people winning. Kendrick Lamar won for best rap performance. Well, of course, it's rap category.
Kanye was nominated for 2 and 1-0 last night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Then they do this whole promotional event that, you know, they'll run the music over somebody's speech, the artist, because they want a commercial advertising. Like,
right. Yeah.
No, we not playing with them no more. And by the way, I got my wife, I got my daughter, and I got my clothing line, so I'm not finna do nothing to put my daughter at risk.
Right.
But I am here to fight for creativity. That's the reason why I didn't say anything tonight.
Put his daughter at risk for what?
Who knows? But I love how he goes on like this anti-commercial type thing, and then he goes and mentions his clothing line, which is commercial, and his wife, who is all commercial. Don't give me this artistry crap.
Well, but these people, it's their big moment, and they need to say, thank you, and then they run the music up underneath them. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a certain amount of time, and I should have watched had I known he was going to be involved in any form or fashion, and just to see, did everybody get the same amount of time to talk?
Yeah, they usually do.
There's a limit
unless
for a reason.
Yeah, like they might get a little bit less time for a lesser category. Like if you won for, you know, best sound mixing, you're probably not going to get the same allotment as, you know, Beyonce when she wins for best R&B performance.
I don't know. Sound mixing, that's a producer. You probably get a pretty good amount of time.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is most people may not know that person. Not as famous.
Probably so.
Not as big of a name, less time on TV.
I don't know if the Grammys does it like other award shows of like the Emmys. The Emmys?
Oscars?
We'll say the Oscars.
Okay.
A lot of awards are given before the ceremony.
Yeah, the other awards.
Yeah.
Like before all the really cool celebrity famous people show up, let's give all the stuff out to the best key grip.
And we're not going to put up with it anymore. Then don't show up.
It doesn't matter. And plus, yes, they are going to put up with it. You know why? You even went there. Everyone else goes.
The only reason he went is because he was nominated.
And you also need to sell records. You need to sell hit songs.
Does Beck sell more records than Beyonce?
No.
Do I know anything that Beyonce does? I know she's hot.
I would imagine you know a number of things that she's done. But at the very least, the Single Ladies, I think you know that one. That was one of her biggest hits last couple of years.
How's it go?
Alfie?
Dan?
Flo?
All the Single Ladies.
Oh, yeah. I know that one. Only reason because some big, tall, wiry guy lip-synced to it on Jimmy Fallon. They had their karaoke night.
Okay. Yes.
Has it got a lot of quick rap in it?
Alfie?
Not really. It's more just her singing about, you know, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Yeah, that was the one. That was the song. I'm not going to put my daughter at risk. These are the Grammys. These are not one of those other award shows where everybody's at risk. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.435. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-20 just before I-35. Got an accident there in the clearing state. The traffic is backed up back from Cockrell Hill. Also in Dallas, westbound I-30 right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got a stalled out box truck blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back from Cockrell Hill as well. Let's move into Louisville, southbound I-35, just before 121, got an accident there. Traffic's jacked up back from Corporate Drive. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Reisinger Road, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic is jacked up back from I-20. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Tonight, clear skies, 47 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny skies, 74 for the high. Right now, 76. The 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show.
You ready?
Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
Now, I can't remember his name. I think it's got it emails all of us a lot. But he said, hey, I've started to put together this channel on, we'll say Spotify. Do they play music?
Yeah.
Can you create like your own playlist?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said, I put all the music, I call it the RMS soundtrack, and you know, use all the songs that you guys use for bumpers and just songs that you play in general.
Okay.
He said, then you can make money off the foundation. So back, you know, we have to pay for those songs. Mm-hmm. If it's just one person listening to it, then I get. Do you have to pay Spotify?
Yes.
Do you have to join?
Yes. I subscribe to it. And
how long have you subscribed to it?
Subscribed to it. I don't know, about 2 years.
What's the cost?
I think it's like $14.95 a month.
Why do you do that?
Jesus.
Because I use it for my DJ stuff, and it's awesome. I could just...
steal it off the Clear Channel servers.
That's what we all...
We've got servers for how many different formats Clear Channel has, but with over 850 stations, you know it's more than just...
But I don't have...
obviously, you wouldn't come to us for AC/DC.
Well, when I'm at a bar, I don't have access to the servers. I have access to Spotify no matter where I go. I don't even have to have Wi-Fi, nothing.
I think that's illegal.
Well, if I'm just sitting around on the dock or whatever, it's, you know, or at home.
I know, but I think if you play that music for a crowd, that becomes illegal. It's like you can watch the Super Bowl at home, but I don't think you can show it at bars.
No, yeah. You can show it at bars, but you can't charge admission for it.
Oh.
And you have to pay the extra commercial license for whatever TV service you have.
Yeah, and for music, the bar has to have a ASCAP and BMI.
Okay, well, then you can probably get away with it.
Yeah.
But no, we can't sell music or charge people to listen to songs that we use on the air.
It'd be nice if we could, though. Really, just cut out the whole artist altogether. Why should they get all the millions?
That's a good dodge. Go back to Napster.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really seem to stick with him. He goes, okay, I got a couple other songs I want to add to it. What is that one where they're playing rock and roll and somebody goes, are you ready? I went, yeah, that's a Van Halen bumper. They're probably going to want money from us, too.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me the link, but you had to have an account or sign in or whatever. It's like, I don't really care what's on there.
No.
But he had already created artwork. Like, you do what you want. I have no part of this.
Right.
Because I don't want... ASCAP BMI coming to me asking me for however much money you made.
Right. It's a nice gesture. It's a nice thought on his part.
It is.
Nice that he's trying to do something for the foundation.
Well, go out and do something. Don't just steal. It's not like I'm running a pawn shop and you go, hey, I stole some TVs for some police and fire. Okay, well, I know the firemen would appreciate it.
Wow.
Yeah, I tried to get Lazy Boys, but those are too big for my Hyundai. Luckily, cops are easier to steal for. Look at all these guns.
If you want something random for a...
Hang on a second. Line one, Ashley?
Yes, please.
Yes, Ashley. Go ahead, Ashley.
Hi, I just wanted to give you some more info in regards to the whole Kanye situation. It has nothing to do with Beck being a white or anything about that. It's basically about the fact that when Mother Yonsei, rather, I should say, dropped Beyonce on us in December of 2013, it was something new, completely different. It was recorded completely in secret. Every song came with a video. They were in an order, so you really should watch it, you know, in the order that it's presented because it tells a story. It was dropped with no promotion. It sold a lot in the first 3 days. It was just a complete game changer, and that's why Beyonce was robbed.
Okay. And, well, it's like I said earlier, it's a subjective thing.
Oh,
well, I don't know how many people are on the Grammy Academy and what the ethnic makeup is. And I truly, if I had to pick Beck over Beyonce, I'm going with Beyonce just because... Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, you don't go against Queen B. That is not an option.
Oh, I don't care if bitch can sing or not. I just like to have some of that.
Well, first of all, she can sing. And I will say that I don't really give the Grammys too much credit because music is really subjective. I mean, a lot of the favorite people that I love have never even been nominated. And I mean, let's face it, they gave a rap award to Macklemore last year. Seriously? Really, Grammys? Get out of here.
Who's Macklemore?
He's a honky.
Okay, I wasn't going to say that, but you can't tell me that Macklemore had a better rap album than Kendrick Lamar, Kanye West, Drake, and Jay-Z, please.
How come you didn't want to... Are you a black woman?
Yes, I am.
Well, it's okay to call us honkies.
Oh, no, because I don't think it's on the same level as the N-word, but a racial slur is a racial slur.
Well, I don't consider it a racial slur.
Well, I do. So, I mean, if you want to say it, say it. I personally just choose not to because I feel like if I say that, then I can't get mad when someone, you know, drops an N-bomb on me. So, but that's me. You do you.
Would you be mad if I said you my honky?
But I'm not yours.
Well, but I've had black people say you my N-word, and I took that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing with saying that to white people is that some of y'all get the impression that it's okay to say it.
No, she's right.
Some people do. Yeah.
It's like Barbara Walters doesn't get it, and Dr. Laura certainly didn't get it.
Yeah. So that's why I try not to use it around my white friends because I don't want them to start thinking that that's okay. Now, I do use it with my black friends because, well, duh. But that's one of the few privileges that we get as being black people in America, let's be real.
Well, and that's why I won't let white people say it on this show, even though as far as the FCC goes, that's not a word you get fined for. I could say it every day. I get fired, but I could say it without getting fined. Black people, you want to say it? You earned it. You went through a lot of grief to get that word. And if you want to turn it into a greeting or some type of accolade for another person, mm-hmm. that's fine. Then you've taken the rednecks and ruined the word for them.
Now, I will never tell a white person that they can't say it. I will tell them to be aware that the consequences are different when you say it versus I say it. You can say whatever you want. Mm-mm. Just be prepared for the consequences that follow. Mm-mm. You might lose your job. You might lose money.
Oh, well, look at Dr. Laura. She said it, and she was trying to counsel a black woman on the phone. I don't know if you know the story or not. Okay. And she just kept saying the word, and the black woman on the phone kept saying, I find that offensive. Well, why is it? Why is it black comedians can say it? Because they're black comedians.
You know what? My mind got blown one day on Twitter when a white lady was saying her students were asking, well, why don't I get to say the N-word? And she said, when you get treated like one is when you get to say it.
I missed the first word you said. When a woman said what?
A teacher on Twitter with her students were asking, well, how come black people get to say the N-word and we don't as white kids? And she said, well, when you get treated like one is when you get to say it.
Yeah. Why don't you go back and look at some of the history books and see what the white people did to the black people?
Oh, my God.
And if you think as a white person you've earned the right to say it, then go ahead. And then do you and your head go home in separate cars?
Now, the N-word aside, I will say that I do think we have a lot of the issues in the country that we have today with race is because a lot of white people don't know the history of black people in North America, just and all the things that have been done systematically and institution-wise to keep black people down. So
I don't mean this ugly, but in a way that's kind of a double-edged sword is, okay, if the younger generation doesn't know what we as a country did to black people, maybe that's good and that would take away some of the racial prejudice? What I'm trying to say?
Yeah. No. I don't disagree with that. But then you still have the older generation that's here and the younger generation. Now, granted, it is getting better just because the older people – the older racist people are dying off, but there are still some young people that listen to them. And like I said, this looks like institutionalized racism and the systematic things that kind of still exist today and have impacted us today. You know, you still have their influence, even though they're dying off, their influence still exists.
How old are you?
I'll be 35 next week. Mm.
Yeah. I would have liked to have been black in school and had a teacher ask me that question. Well, why can you black kids say it and I can't say it? I tell you what, sweetie, why don't you go ahead and say it and
see what happens?
Yeah, see what color you are when you leave the room. All right, thank you, sweetie.
All right, no problem. Love you guys.
Happy Bye. Black History Month.
Okay, thank you. Happy White History Month every other month of the year.
Okay, that would have been January. Mm-hmm. We have the white sale.
That's right.
Actually, I guess you really shouldn't say Happy Black History Month because
most of it's not all that happy.
No, that's like saying Happy Pearl Harbor Day.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. There's a reason. Usually, the reason why we have those types of days or months is to remember something very, very ugly.
But people will say Happy Memorial Day.
Well, that one's gotten away from us. Veterans Day seems to have, you know, it's still
Veterans
fairly
Day are,
revered.
Are for veterans that are still alive.
For all
so
veterans,
if
yes.
you say Happy Veterans Day to
that's
one that's
cool.
still around, that's cool because he's there to hear it.
Yeah, and we're happy to see you. Happy Veterans Day. Hey, look, Happy Memorial Day. That's one of the world's greatest oxymorons.
That was like close at a long time ago. Well, you know, we could say Happy Memorial Day as long as we remember all the people that drowned at Louisville Lake.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was other people that were saying that.
But that's what it is. How odd is it that all these people drown on Memorial Day? I mean, enough people drown to where you actually had a day set aside.
Mm-hmm.
And then more people go out and drown. Don't they get it? Okay. How do we get off on the blank thing?
Kanye. And you had come to the conclusion that you think Kanye feeling this way, slighted by the Grammys, is racist.
It's hard to tell. Had it been another black artist that won, mm-hmm. and he didn't say anything, then, well, if he didn't say anything, then you got nothing to compare it to. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Beyonce, Beyonce was the odds-on favorite, though. She was what everyone expected to be album or whatever of the year.
Well, is there any Beyonce in the library? And Kanye was talking about, well, all the commercialism. Well, do you not get money for stuff that you sell?
Kanye is just as commercial as everyone, if not more so.
And
his whole life is built around it.
I'm going to guess Beyonce sells more albums than Beck.
She has lapped him numerous times.
So do record sales not come into play to win a Grammy?
Clearly not.
A lot of people think that because Beck was the only rock artist, all the other nominees split their vote.
And Beck was certainly astonished by the fact he won, because the whole way up the stage, he was looking around sort of like he just got...
Who gonna jump my ass?
Yeah, he's like, how did I get here? It was like he was watching the Grammys in his living room in his PJs, and then someone just teleported him there. He's like, whoa, how'd that happen?
Whoa.
He was hanging out with Keanu Reeves.
Well, you would think album sales would come into play as far as choosing, going along with, okay, we think this is really good. We can't really decide, so let's go look and see who sold more albums. And they win. But obviously they thought Beck was better than Beyonce, which I find hard to believe because at least I know one Beyonce song now.
Yeah, and that's an older
Beck,
one by now.
Maybe they picked him just, you know, it's like winning an award from the Dallas Observer. Best radio station in Dallas.
K-E-R-A.
Well, I don't want to slam anybody directly, but it's always a station you've never heard of, or it's, yep, K-E-R-A.
KXT, like the lower on the dial, you know, the non-coms.
Where the true music or the true engaging talk lives.
You know, I hate that crap. I really hate the fact that if you work for a commercial company that somehow we have no souls, or that we somehow are passionless about our jobs.
Well, we have souls. We work for KERA.
Okay.
You're all sellouts. We're a nonprofit. But I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen to some of Beck's stuff and some of Beyonce's stuff and decide what I would rather listen to more often. If I only had to pick from two, we were talking about the 10 albums if you were on a Castaway. And did you pull one up, Chloe?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the one that I did karaoke on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you know this song, but this was not on her current album.
There's nothing like watching a 6'5" guy that probably weighs 90 pounds, big thick glasses, sing this song and dance to it.
Who was that?
I don't know who the actor is. He's British.
Okay.
I'd never seen him before. It was Jimmy Fallon and this tall guy, and then the the guy from the something else.
Gotcha. I think I know who you're talking
about. Played
the
little Amish kid with the long hair. He was in one of the Dark Knights where he was going to be the new Robin.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, yeah.
Yeah. And the other guy is Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, the tall guy from, yeah, I don't know who you're talking about.
All right. The Gordon-Levitt guy I know.
Yeah.
But the tall...
Stephen Merchant.
Yeah, he did this one.
Okay.
And he had the moves down.
He's also the tall, skinny guy in the new Cadillac commercials.
Okay.
For those that watch TV.
I watch television.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You watch Hulu.
I watch Hulu. I watch Netflix. I have over-the-air broadcast channels.
Oh, that's right.
What is this other one?
What is that, Alfie?
That's off her new album.
Yeah, here you go.
Drunk in Love?
Oh, yeah.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. What'd she say?
I don't know.
Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Does Jay-Z produce all her stuff?
I don't know.
I would guess he'd probably be pissed off if... Isn't that mostly what he does, produces?
No, he's a rapper. He's a performer. He does produce it right. They collaborate.
But why is it Kanye is the only one that ever complains after one of the award shows?
Because everyone else has class.
Look at Luke Bryan. Did he complain? I don't think he won anything in the Grammys.
No, I didn't. And just because you hadn't heard me complain, just because you hadn't heard me complain yet.
Who'd you get beat? What were you? Were you nominated for something?
No. Stupid Grammys. Me and Kanye are going to make an album. We're going to be best buds. We should make a buddy cop flick. We'll just call it Disrespected. That or Stop or My Kanye Will Shoot. Sorry, I had to get into character.
Did any country people win anything?
Oh, sure. Lots of people won in country.
Oh, God.
Miranda Lambert won again.
Why is that funny?
Because that bitch always wins. Oh. Oh, look, there's some sort of award show. I bet Miranda Lambert's going to win. See, y'all make fun of me for it, but it's true.
Old Tony, one of those country guys win is one of them lifetime achievement awards after somebody's dead.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised they haven't started giving them lifetime achievement awards to Miranda. And she's only like 30. You were so good. We want to make sure you're around forever. Here, take all the awards.
Stop making us waste time on these lights and all this hoopla. Just give her everything. Ship it to her house. Send it through Amazon. Free next day shipping.
Mm-hmm. She's a prime member. Yeah, she won for Best Country Album. Platinum. Whatever.
You don't hear backstage at wherever it was Kanye was doing the interview. What was it? Someplace.
Oh, with a E.
Oh. Yeah. You didn't hear Merle Haggard back there.
Well, I think that's because Merle was asleep.
Lousy Beck bastard. Who the hell knows who he is? Runt. What do they call him? Big Beck? I'm Mighty Merle. I sing about real thing. Getting drunk. Being stupid and being from Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, truck driving man.
Kind of things you can really support. Yeah, man, Miranda Lambert won again, that award-hogging whore. She's probably backstage giving every man back there sloppy hand action. Stiff-wristed bitch.
Stiff-wristed bitch.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
504. This is KEGO, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Reisinger Road. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back I-20 in Hurst. Northbound Loop 820 right at 183. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is jacked up back Highway 10. Into Louisville, southbound I-35 right at Round Grove Road. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is jacked up back Fox Avenue. And then Dallas westbound I-30 right at Loop 12, Walton Walker. Got a stalled out box truck blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back from Cockrell Hill. Listen to Chris Ryan all this week at 12:25 in the afternoon for a shot to win a 4-pack of tickets to the AMA Supercross show at Cowboy Stadium on the 14th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Al McCoy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle Weather brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Clear skies tonight, 47 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, high in the mid-70s. Right now, it's 76. A 97.1 to Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Get back, Mom. You don't know me like that. Get back, Mom. You don't know me like that. Woo!
What are you looking at on TV, Dan? Is there a police chase?
No, I was looking at the Joseph Randall 911 calls made from his.
That's on Channel 4 right now.
Yeah,
let me try and catch it.
Sure.
Okay, ma'am.
A few minutes later, Jacobs called back and told police they didn't need to come out. That this was all a misunderstanding, and that she and Randall had talked things out. No gun was ever found at the hotel. Randall was arrested for marijuana possession, but that charge has since been dropped.
Yeah, the audio from the 911 calls came out just a little while ago, and the I haven't had a chance to hear them yet, but just seeing the text of them, it just sounds squirrely on the woman's part.
And is she saying he's waving a gun around?
And that he punched a hole into her friend's car where her baby was, or
punched
their baby was.
Punched a hole through the car window with his fist.
Yes. Yeah, I haven't heard. This is what we talked about last week, but we hadn't heard anything about any sort of injuries to anybody, especially him. Because I'm sorry, you put your hand through a glass, it's going to show.
Yeah, even if you're messed up, or you're narcotized somehow.
To me,
you may not feel the pain, but it's still going to jack your hand up.
Right. And to me, everything that from that Joseph Randall situation, running back for the Cowboys, is that. I'm sure there was some type of verbal altercation. But then when his ex-girlfriend, baby mama, whatever you want to call her, calls 911 and says he's waving a gun around and he's punching holes in cars, and then calls back and says, no, we're good. It's okay. All misunderstanding. No. You don't get to have it both ways. You're either in danger or you're not. You need if you're in danger, we need to do something about it.
Well, I was worried when he was beating cars up.
So when he stopped beating the car, you were okay?
Who did he bust out the window just to be an ass, or was he trying to get it?
We don't know.
Oh.
But so supposedly
is he off the hook for most of this?
No, the police are still investigating. They dropped his initial arrest or charge for the possession of marijuana, but they can refile that along with other charges if they see that it's
worthwhile.
Why
did they drop the weed charge?
I think they just dropped it just for now, but like I said, they can refile it with other charges.
Oh.
So I'm not really sure.
Okay. I see you got more Grammy clips.
I do. Also, during that same E! Interview that Kanye and his whore wife did, they also, Kim, they asked her what she thought about Kanye not grabbing the microphone from Beck and redoing the whole Taylor Swift thing. Cut scene.
I was sitting with John Legend and Chrissy, and he just got up and left, and we all were like, what is going on? Oh, my God.
OMG.
And then came back. But
the best.
I wish he would have.
I wish you would have too, but I always have next year, and I want you to fight for creativity, and you're
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All hail Beyonce, Queen Bee.
Yeah, she's
exactly.
Awesome.
What a fantastic interviewer E! Has there.
Isn't that Kim's sister?
I don't know. I didn't look.
I think that's Courtney, the one who used to work here.
That's working for E?
Yes.
I got to fight for your rights. Well, that's not going to change the vote.
Well, that sounds perfect then.
Let me listen to it again.
I was sitting with John Legend and Chrissy, and he just got up and left, and we all were like, what is going on? Oh, my God.
OMG.
And then he came back. But
the best.
I wish he would have.
I wish you would have, too. But I always have next year, and I want you to fight for creativity, and you're
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All hail Beyonce, Queen Bee.
Yeah, she's
exactly.
Awesome.
Well, why don't you just follow it up with Beck sucks. There it is.
Yeah.
Beck's a hoe. He doesn't know what he's doing. You got, how many times? All right, just looked up Channel 5. Michael Ray, who used to work at KVIL,
mm-hmm.
traffic helicopter.
Yes.
I think he worked at Channel 4 for a while. I just saw him in a construction hat with an orange vest.
Really?
What happened? Did he win the interim into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Have things gotten bad? Or
he works for the NTTA.
He's a spokesman, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he was probably talking about it. It was just weird to look up and see him in the construction work stuff. Did you lose your gig? Are you having to pick up trash? Somebody accuse you of something? All right. What else you got with the...
Also,
Grammys.
In that same interview, here's more Kanye. This is him basically telling the E! News folks that Kardashian should own it.
From the people who produce these shows, from the Grammys to E!, respect artistry, respect visuals. Beauty is important. I mean, the Kardashians wouldn't be famous.
All right, let me ask. This is not really pertinent, but do the videos come into play when they decide who wins a Grammy?
The video for the song?
Yeah.
Well, not for the song, but if there's a best video category, then yeah.
Okay, because he brought that up, I think, in his first go-round. Or somebody did. Or maybe it was that chick that called in. You know, it was a great video, album. You had to watch or listen to it in order. Well, it's like nobody else has ever done that. I think Pink Floyd, one of their shit... She albums.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you were saying. Yeah. And actually, if you think about it, what Ashley...
I'm not sure. I think Dark Side of the Moon, you had to listen to in order.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's in order.
Yeah, along with another Wizard of Oz or something.
No, I don't think that was a prerequisite. I just... Didn't all the songs mix together on Dark Side of the Moon?
Think so.
They all. Yeah.
I'd never buy it.
Yeah. If you take your ass at the right time, it all go together.
Okay. I'm sorry. You were gonna say what?
What I was gonna say is what Ashley. When she called in talking about how for the album thing. Maybe part of it was if there was an award for marketing or best release by a label, then Beyonce definitely would have won because it was done in a completely different way. But I guess the Grammy voters look at it as just the songs themselves. As opposed to who had the coolest release or the most impactful.
And
I'm just saying maybe that's they didn't take into account some of the outside things.
I don't know. I don't even know who is on the committee. I don't know if it's other artists or how you get to be in. It's not like the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. Do you have $10 in a job? That you can be a member, and then you can vote on whoever is inducted next year. So I don't know how the voting goes, who's involved.
And Alfie's right. It is the big Kardashian, Khloe. She is there talking to her sister and brother-in-law, in addition to a couple of other E! News.
Khloe is representing E! Or just she's part of the group?
She's part of the E! Group. She's holding an E! Microphone, and she's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be an insightful interview.
Going to ask the really hard-hitting questions.
What was the next clip?
Cut 8. Sam Smith. He won 4 Grammys last night. During his acceptance speech, I'll let him just bowl you over.
Who is Sam Smith?
Pop artist.
Do I know one of his songs?
Probably not.
I do know some current songs.
I bet you don't know this one.
I'm trying to think of something I do know that's current.
It's not the Get Back song by Ludacris. That's not current enough.
It's too bad. I don't like that one.
It's a good one. And to me, instant classic.
Just a quick one. I want to thank the man who this record is about, who I fell in love with last year. Thank you so much for breaking my heart because you got me 4 Grammys.
Breaking my heart, you got me 4 Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Why is his heart broken that he won 4 Grammys?
The guy broke his heart, and then he made the album about the heartbreak, and then it got him 4 Grammys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's out. There's no secret.
No. I guess he's been very public, but it'd have been interesting if people thought that he wasn't. I'd been like, oh, my goodness. We just thought he was British.
Why did he write a song about somebody who who stopped producing for him. Yeah, he stopped producing stuff.
Also, AC/DC actually started out the Grammys last night, and they performed, got 10, Highway to Hell.
Really?
They did indeed. Sorry, it's been kind of a slow day.
First time ever on the Grammys, AC/DC!
Is this the right clip?
That sounds like Rock or Bust. They started with Rock or Bust. That's cut 11, and then cut 10, they did Highway to Hell.
That's another one of those songs, even though I'm sick of hearing it here. No offense, Don, but really. I think I'm more into the live version.
Here in the crowd, and people will get fired up
at a concert, and you hear just that one chord, and that's all it is. It's a dun, dun, dun. That's just an A. And that's, you got to be a pretty good band to turn one chord into a signature for a song.
Yeah.
Is this the whole song?
Yeah, I pulled it just for your own fun, yeah.
You know what this song means?
What's that?
Maybe he's just doing a solo. Good strong steel guitar.
Oh my god.
All right, did they open the Grammys with Rock or Bust, or yep. Was that just the first song that was that they did on the Grammys?
They opened the show with Rock or Bust.
Oh, okay.
For the first time ever on the Grammys, AC/DC! Hey, yeah! Are you ready? We'd be a guitar band. We'd play across the land. Shooting out tonight. Gonna keep you up all night. We hear the guitar sound. Playing nice and loud.
Obviously, they know what they're doing better than I do, but if the first single you released off of Rock or Bust, normally you release what you think is going to be the hit,
The
first one. Why didn't they do Play Ball?
I don't know. Maybe they thought it would be weird at the Grammys.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they were afraid people start playing baseball. I don't know.
Yeah, I was talking to Alfie about the same thing. I was like, why don't they just play ball, since that was also was all over commercials and everything else?
My guess is that they just thought that Rock or Bust fit with the Grammys more so than Play Ball.
But Kanye didn't think that.
I'm sure Kanye did not.
But AC/DC, especially with Brian Johnson, that's not a band you want to badmouth.
No.
Because we already know Brian Johnson has stabbed people in the eye with a fork. And then put his smoke out in their other eye. And he did that in Dallas.
Yeah, that may be one of those things that you would think someone would tell Kanye if he was to even consider going up on that stage.
Yeah. If they said AC/DC album of the year. Kanye, you don't even want to, don't even let any part of your butt leave that seat.
especially Brian Johnson sees you coming. Because he keeps a special fork in his front pocket. He's just going to pull it out real slow.
If you want blood.
Yeah. We've got plenty of songs that'll go with what I'm about to do you.
Somebody's about to get thunderstruck. Yeah, you're right. All their songs could go to a Kanye beatdown.
And I'm surprised. You're right. You brought this up earlier, Dan. Right, Kanye made the move towards the stage when Beck won. Everybody laughed. It's a great joke, making fun of himself. Shows that he has a sense of humor. Shouldn't have said anything else during any after party or after event interview.
Yeah. Had it just been that, just the joke about going up on stage, and that was it, he would still have the headlines, but he would change a few hearts and minds. People would be like, oh, okay, he's not so bad. Or he's at least trying to redeem himself a little bit. So instead...
Yeah, he could even have said in the interview, you know what, I'm sure Beck's a good guy, but I'm still, you know, partial to Beyonce, and I think she should have won, but congratulations to Beck. But I should have gone up there and gotten that mic. I think next time, especially if it's chick. Had it been a guy, I don't think it would have been that big of a deal when he took the mic from Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
But just to do that from, I don't know how, is she just like a little petite girl?
No, she's actually quite tall. She's Amazonian.
Oh, okay.
But she's so demure. I mean, she's really just, she's sort of like America's sweetheart. She's the cute little white girl that if she went missing, my God, the whole country is going to pull out flashlights and go door to door.
And at that time, she was really young in the industry and
Kanye's lucky when he took the mic away from her that Trace Atkins wasn't standing anywhere close.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Brother, I wouldn't.
Ooh. Yeah.
I think even some of the other rappers said, try and take that mic away from me or one of my women.
Cut 12. This was after the Taylor Swift situation, and this was 50 Cent was asked about it in an interview.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
This is an old
I
clip.
I wish you would come take one of my awards. I got black as I. In front of everybody.
Yeah, you might not have put up with it the way that she did.
You pick and choose who you feel safe doing that with, though. Be honest. Like, exactly. You shouldn't worry about me. Pink was finna get to him.
My money's on Pink.
So this was the year that he pulled it from Taylor?
Yeah, it was right after. Yeah, Alfie actually brought that into me today, and he's like, man, Russ has been asking for this for a while. Every time that's come up, we haven't had it, so here it is. I was like, okay, I'll be sure to wedge it in. Nice and natural like.
And it's even better for, you know, a brother to step in and go, yeah. You know, somebody like Trace Atkins, you would expect that. Because he could stand up at the back of the hall of the Grammys and go, brother, I wouldn't.
You're right. All the way in the back, smoking by the exit sign.
All you see is this 8-foot-tall hat. With his car underneath his arm. Jesus. Man, I ain't paying to valet this.
Self-park?
Yeah.
I didn't bring any cash and tip the valet.
So I had to carry it in with me. Brother, I wouldn't. Okay. We still got a couple minutes. Was that it with the Grammys?
Yeah, for the most part.
What is the one with Paul McCartney?
That is a song that they performed live last night. It's Kanye's new song with Rihanna and Paul McCartney. And
how did they get? I guess he earned it. How did they get Sir Paul McCartney to play with him?
I don't know.
I don't. You know what? I like the song. It's a good song.
Who wrote it?
I'm pretty sure Paul did.
But it's Paul, Rihanna, and Kanye West.
Performing. And
what's the name of the song?
4 or 5 Seconds.
And who's it been released by?
I believe it's coming out on Rihanna's next album.
Yeah.
So it's hers.
She's on most of it, yes. Most of the singing is her.
Okay.
But it's just really bad.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bill.
Who is that?
That's Kanye. And the reason why I pulled this is because, like Chloe said, he likes his song, but the performance is just, I don't know if it was just off or whatever, but it's still another great example of Kanye being Kanye, because he can't sing.
You don't appreciate the artistry.
Tell me where the artistry is in his singing here.
Okay.
Yeah. If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bill. See, they wanna buy my pride. That just ain't up for sale. 'Cause y'all are my kindness. Mm-hmm. It's taken for weakness. Now I'm fucked.
Sounds like a song McCartney would have written.
Yeah, it does. Now, obviously, he got a little bit better.
I don't know any of Beyonce's stuff, short of put a ring around it or whatever. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, it got a little bit better, but it still just goes to show. It's like, Kanye can't sing very good. And you'd really wish he just...
You don't understand my artistry.
No, I do. You're sort of going that... Before long, you're going to be sounding like Tom Waits. And if that's your thing, then go for it and do your thing.
But... And I wish you would start doing some Tom Waits. Because I'm already ready to not miss you at all.
Got 3 months.
Oh, that's John Wayne I'm thinking about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still, yeah. I ain't missing him at all.
That's fine. That's good.
Somebody needs to take Kanye, stick him in a room full of some old Motown records.
Mm-hmm.
Put him in a room, let him listen to Marvin Gaye sing Heard It Through the Grapevine. One time.
Yeah.
Not auto-tune, maybe a little reverb, but it ain't nothing but Marvin Gaye. If you come back, explain to me what artistry is. Praise God.
Amen.
What are you going to say?
Writers on this song, Paul McCartney, a bunch of other people I've never heard of, and Kanye.
It's parts of Kanye, right. Is any part of that song sampled?
Air quote, right.
Okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:35, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Illegal ID at the bottom of the hour. It's a free one for you. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic is brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Whole lot of stuff going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Southbound 35W right at Reisinger. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back to I-20. Let's move into Hearst. Northbound Loop 820 right at 183. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is jacked up back to I-30. In Irving, westbound 183 right at Loop 12 Walton Walker. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic's backed up back to I-35. Also in Irving, northbound in the bush just before 635. Got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's jacked up back to 114. And a big one in Lewisville, southbound I-35 right at Round Grove Road. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is completely jacked up back from FM 407 Justin Road. It's about a half hour delay through all that mess. Caller number 9 wins a pair of tickets to go see the Dallas Stars take on the Anaheim Ducks March 1st at the AAC, plus a pair of tickets to go see 3 Days Grace at the Bomb Factory. Before you can even buy them, call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Clear skies tonight, 47 for a low. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high in the mid-70s, which is basically where we are right now. 75 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Oh, I know once we get on a kick, I wear it out, but we get past it pretty fast. Got an email from a guy. I checked during the break. Actually, I was looking for a message from Mayor Betsy from Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
Said, enough. I like country music, but really with a steel guitar on all the Merle, you got to stop it. Guess what you just bought yourself a buffet of?
Oh, man, really? When are people going to learn? Just to let you just sort of, you're like a firework. Just got let him blow up and be pretty, and then just kind of fizzle out.
It'll be gone pretty quick. There are plenty of things that we get on a kick with, and it's gone in a week or so. All right, the Merle's last a little longer, and the Merle kind of made a leap over to Buck Owens. Then we got a steel guitar player for the band. I'll get past this. White trash party is We have it the same time this year as we did last year. It'll be near the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
So we got six, seven months.
Yes, to plan it all and to think about things and to play things. And to
keep Jack with me.
Yeah.
I'll take up the steel guitar. You want to hear some bullshit?
You thought listening to practice guitar was bad.
Or even worse, I'll pick up the banjo.
Whew, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You want to hear a bunch of Orange Blossom Special? You know, anybody else, this would all be behind the curtain. Oh, what are they planning? I wonder how they put all this together. I wonder if there'll ever be a documentary on how the show is compiled and how they pick all these different songs and instruments for the band.
Mm-hmm.
You can see everything. Yeah. All right, so there's no big surprise.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So the documentary is listening to the show.
Yeah, there's no surprise. Because people have asked, how come you haven't written a book? About what? About your life. You already know about my life. Why would I waste any? If I wrote a book, I would write about things I've never talked about on the air. Why would I waste that?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there's something too sensitive. It's too sensitive? I'm certainly not going to put it in a book.
No.
It's like when you get an email from somebody, hey, that bit with this person was that fake. If I didn't tell you on the air, I'm not going to tell you via email. I don't know why you think print is any different than what you actually hear on the show. What's behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't deserve behind the scenes.
You might confide in me.
Yeah, and if they were to see that, this whatever show, it'd be like, well, I already know that. Exactly. I already know all this stuff.
I think you mean see the documentary. If someone actually did, it'd be like, well, that was worthless.
Yeah, it was not exactly the same thing, but I know I was a big fan of Steve Martin in the late 70s. And when The Jerk came out, I lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Is it open yet? What about now? What do you mean next week? I wish it was then now. You see it, it was like The Jerk was mostly all his old stand-up.
Okay.
With just, you know, a few variations. You'd have to, obviously nobody knows what I'm talking about, but trust me, a good portion of it was, you know, cat juggling and stuff that he had talked about in his act.
Okay.
Did you ever see The Jerk?
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh, jeez. I think I've got it on DVD somewhere.
Where they show these 8mm footage of people juggling cats in Mexico.
I forgot about that.
You sit there writing checks.
Yeah, people keep coming and asking for money for different things.
Yeah, I remember that scene. Okay.
Oh, my God, this has got to stop. These cat jugglers are everywhere. They hold one cat in his left hand and then go back and forth with his right hand with the two other cats.
Stop it. I kissed it.
So that's all the book would be stuff. How Howard Stern wrote a book, I don't know. Because I think most people, he talked about everything on the air.
He did, but I knew who Stern was. I listened to the radio show. But that way, he was already nationally syndicated. I was listening to him on the Eagle. I didn't know what his past was. I didn't know what his upbringing was. I didn't know what his start in the business was like, because I hadn't heard those things on his show. So when I knew about the movie, I was like, oh, I'm going to read the book, too. And then everything. It interested me.
So I just got a text from Mayor Price.
What's Mayor Boo say now?
Is that what you call her?
No, I'm just pretending that I was you.
I'm finally well. Working. Want to talk tomorrow. Officer that was shot said he would, if you want to talk to him, probably talk to you later this week if that works. Well, I want to talk to you now. I just saw her on TV not 4 minutes ago. I don't know what she was talking about. But obviously, she's well enough to go talk to TV people. Oh. Alfie, she's got the hotline, right?
Yes, she does.
All right.
Maybe she's indisposed right now. She can't. Maybe
she got time to talk TV people. She got time to talk to me.
It's probably some sort of obligation she had to
How
do.
How come she talk TV people? She can't talk to me.
Maybe it was old tape.
I don't think so. It's hard to tell with her because she never changes her hairstyle.
Well, she's a consistent woman.
She's always got this
woman.
Kind of poofy look and flattened on the side like she just fell off a bicycle.
My God, man. Jesus.
I'm not even texting her back. You want to talk to me? You got the hotline number. You call. I don't know. What can I text her back to piss her off? What do chicks hate? Although she's
just a letter K, lowercase.
Not even capitalize it?
Don't even capitalize it. Lowercase letter K.
Got it. Just like that.
Nailed it.
All right. That's fun. We're not even dating.
Nope.
I wouldn't do it to Mayor Rawlings.
I have to actually remind myself.
Because if I did it to Mayor Rawlings, I'd walk outside the building after the show, and there'd be this black town car with a few guys that get on and go, the mayor wants to talk to you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the downside to sending a letter K to Rawlings is he would respond back with ILL. Look at that. You run my mind. Now this is going to happen to you.
I sent him K. He sent back DOA.
I have to be careful though, because if I get the letter K from my wife, I know I'm in trouble for something. If I get it from other people, like if I got it from Russ, I'd be like, it's probably just a guy thing. He's just saying K. My sister will do that. She'll just do the letter K, but she's not being pissy.
I don't think I ever respond to texts with any. The only one I may use is BTW.
By the way,
and that's about it. Any other text is just like an email. I'm sure it's a pain in the ass reading them from me. But I know if we're communicating via text, I need to be as clear as I need to be. I am not coming in today. Tell Don Davis to f*** off.
That's pretty clear. Yeah, there's really no wiggle room. I can't take that any other way than other than what you meant.
So I wonder how I'm going to deal with this. Oh, that's right. I forgot I wasn't going to talk about that. Never mind.
Don't give me this never mind crap. You started out earlier today with your your film noir. Am I going to tell the guys? Not tell the guys.
Well, I was in a quandary. It was before the show. I was thinking to myself, first of all, why am I smoking?
Because it fit in with the theme of what you were doing.
Kind of long, but you want me to play it again?
I think it's important.
Because we still haven't revealed anything that's going on.
No, and this is why it's important you play this again, so others can hear what you do to us. Oh, I have something great to tell them, but I'm not going to tell them.
Okay, this played right before the start of the show, mm-hmm. even before the show music.
Yep.
It was a beautiful Monday afternoon, or a cool Tuesday morning, and the problem that's vexed me all weekend still preys heavily on my heart. Do I share with the guys the story of the beautiful woman I met and the weekend we spent, and run the risk of ruining the relationship? Do I share or keep it a secret? I was working my part-time job as a music organ grinder with my monkey underneath a sign that said, Bucky's coming soon. Business was slow. She walked by. Our eyes met. We went back to her place. She played the grinder and the monkey danced. And then I came in the room. The sex was exquisite. It was like an atomic explosion in my pants. There was nothing left but a shadow of my penis on the carpet.
Oh, God.
But the problem still exists. Do I share the story of my exotic weekend or keep it a secret forever? I was about to come to a conclusion. And then the show music started.
See? That's what you do to us.
That's classy, Jack.
Yeah, real classy with penis shadows and stuff.
That's a different opening. Shut up. Oh, you're resting on your laurels. You don't do anything different. Well, I gave you a story today of what might have happened over the weekend. Underneath the sign, it said, Bucky's coming soon.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to decode it, trying to figure out if there's some sort of hidden meaning and certain words.
You think he's got Easter eggs in there?
Yeah.
What words are you thinking about?
Exotic, Bucky's, grinder monkey.
Well, normally when people use the word exotic, it's if they really are, or sometimes if they're iffy, you use it to kind of cover up some of the ugliness.
Yeah,
like Gina Gershon at times, she's decent looking. At other times, she's doable. So you kind of call her exotic.
Okay, okay, I follow you.
Yeah.
Or one of the chicks that Tom Cruise dated, Penelope Cruz with the really thick eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's attractive at all. If you call her exotic, okay, probably get away with that. But obviously, Avi thinks I'm dating some hairy tooth bitch, and I don't know why I bleeped out Buck.
I know. I was trying to figure out. I was like, wait, is that what he meant? It seems really, I don't know.
What is it tell me what you think you've deciphered so far just from some innocuous opening that I produced.
I haven't, well, first of all, it's not innocuous. There's layers upon layers.
Well, you don't know if I really met anybody, if I was really pondering it right before the show, and if I was having a cigarette in my studio.
First of all, based on the sound effect, you were not.
Okay, I know. It's a quick open.
A quick open, you think? You didn't inhale the cigarette. You inhaled the flame from the Zippo. Clank.
Well, I was having to mix everything down. I know it's a quick.
I'm sorry.
It's an open. Boom. It was a beautiful Monday afternoon.
It's like you're practicing.
Or a cool Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
See? And the problem, yeah. They even built the 1190 reference in there.
That's good.
So they weren't confused when they hear this on a cool Tuesday morning.
Yeah. So are you going to tell us or not? Can you at least say,
is it real?
Let's start with that.
I can't really say.
Okay, fine. You can't really say if it's real or not. But so where did you meet this exotic dame?
Underneath the sign that said, Bucky's coming soon.
No, you didn't, for real. And that's not fair.
It was in the middle of nowhere.
Because there really is a Bucky's coming in somewhere soon in the North Texas area.
Yeah, and so there in itself could be a clue. And if you follow all the clues, there could be a prize from Star Power at the very end of the trail. But you'll have to put all of these together. And then once you put it together, you're going to find out I lied.
Wait, about the dame or about the thing from Star Power?
Star Power, at least.
Okay. I was going to say, otherwise.
Well, that wouldn't be a bad mystery type thing.
No, that'd be phenomenal.
Throw those things together and it's like, okay, if you put this. But I didn't even think of it in those terms. Of,
to make it like a riddle or something?
Okay, how did he... Alfie, at what point did you think... Screw the phones, don't mess with them. At what point did you think I was throwing clues out? Easter eggs?
I think all just the location and the setup, everything. I think you might be referring metaphorically to other things, maybe. There's all this subtext there.
What about the smoking of the cigarette?
I haven't thought of that.
You have to throw that in if you're going to calculate everything, because really, in a murder mystery, everything is a clue.
Mm-hmm.
But like a very good murder mystery writer, you might be throwing in all sorts of red herrings.
I don't fish.
No, see, what Alfie means is
that there was a murder going on behind me while I was eating her out, a red herring.
No.
A red herring is a distraction.
Yeah.
Like smoke and mirrors. Hey, look this way while this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Eat my red herring while this murder is going on behind you. And the location soon to be a Bucky's.
And that's also not fair because I've seen Bucky's sign that say, oh, Bucky's just ahead. And it was like 230 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
But Bucky's is coming to North Texas.
Were you in Terrell this weekend?
Do I sound like I was in tarot? Is that an insult? You think I only pick up crazy chicks?
No, but that's where a Buc-ee's is coming.
Yeah.
I don't know where Buc-ee's is coming. I never follow him around with his pants. And say the nearest one is going to be tarot. Maybe that's part of the clue.
That
where missed- something has to be crazy associated with it.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna make this like a dream and just take it for surface value. I think you met a chick and you're really not wanting to tell us yet because you don't want to scare her off. Which, well, if she's meant to be for with you, then there's no way you could scare her off.
Well, for no, never mind. I was gonna say something that would reveal everything, but then that takes away from this mystery. Because then I can start the show again with another one of these. It was a late Monday night. Hang on. Let's see. Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday. I already did Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, you're about to get lost, aren't you? It's like I can see you slowly moving towards the black hole of time.
I didn't see her again until late Tuesday night or early Wednesday morning. And the monkey had died.
is that another clue? Or is it another one of your classic
it
red herrings?
It could be a clue. It depends on where the monkey died and by with what.
Mm.
Was it a wrench?
In the
a pipe?
Yeah.
A knife? We could be playing monkey clue.
Mm-hmm. So you met a nice lady.
I don't know. Did I?
Did you?
If I give you the answer, then there's no reason for the mystery.
There's still plenty of mystery to be had.
Let's say I did. Let's just say for the sake of the argument, I did. Maybe all my other relationships have gone belly up because I've talked about them on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the quandary. Why I felt like I had to produce that opening of, okay, I've got this internal struggle. Do I tell someone? Do I not tell someone? Glenn or Glinda? Anybody get that one?
Hmm?
I think so.
Mm-mm.
No?
Alfie's laughing like he got it.
I think I recognize the movie name.
Okay. I'm not going to explain it. That's part of the mystery.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
603. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Jared, the Gallery of Jewelry. Let's get started off in Fort Worth. Sorry, okay. Fort Worth, 35W Reisinger. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's jacked up back from 20 in Irving. I'm sorry. Irving, northbound of the bus. Just before 635, an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from 114 in Louisville, a big one. Southbound I-35, right at Round Grove Road. Got an accident there in the clearing stages now. Traffic's jacked up back from FM 407. In Plano, southbound 75, just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back to Spring Creek. Finally, in Richardson, northbound 75 at Renner Road. Got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic's backed up back from the high. I'm sorry. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 7:25 for a shot to win a pair of tickets to go see Bush at the Southside Barroom on March 11th. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway. Clear skies tonight, 47 for an overnight temperature. Tomorrow, sunny and a high around 74. Right now, 75. A 97.1 Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
And I wouldn't have played that had that guy not called up or emailed and bitched. Enough of the Merle and the country and the steel guitar.
Clearly he does not know how you operate.
Or maybe he wants to hear more and he knows how I operate.
I doubt it. No one possibly wants to hear this much Merle.
Oh, you hate it too? You hate Merle?
No, I think Merle's great.
You hate Merle.
I don't hate Merle. Why would you think I hate Merle?
Who was it? Was bagging on Merle. It's funny because it's the two country, only two country artists we really talked about over the past month was Merle and Buck Owens.
Uh-huh. And both of them ended up in the crosshairs of the legend, Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of all the other people with talent, first of all, I know Bob Dylan's got a new CD out. Is it a bunch of cover tunes?
Yeah, it was where he sang a bunch of Sinatra songs.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, where it's basically like an, it's like, to me, if there was a genre, it'd be an opposites album. Because
yeah, why not? Bob Dylan does Pavarotti.
Yeah. Because it's pretty close to what he's doing, because you're taking one of the silkiest voices in, you know, commercial music history in Sinatra, and then putting your spin on it.
My way. Starts running the news.
But yeah,
I mean, I'll agree with Dr. Thornton. Bob Dylan could be one of the greatest pop music writers of the 60s.
Okay.
But singers? No. No. Any idiot in the late 80s, early 90s that went to see Bob Dylan and Tom Petty tour in concert, you deserved everything you got.
Well, apparently he's very sensitive.
Bob Dylan?
Yeah. On.
Well, why was he bagging on Merle?
Friday night.
Because even at almost 80, I bet Merle kick his dog ass.
I'm with you there. Mm-hmm.
And even Buck Owens, who's dead, probably could take Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bob Dylan was honored by Music Cares, the charity organization that aids musicians in need, at the L.A. Convention Center Friday night.
That's like getting an award for Meals on Wheels. I was the one with the nicest car.
He was there.
I like the 60s version of Jerry Seinfeld.
It was sort of like a warm-up event to the Grammys on Friday night, and he won their Person of the Year award. And to show thanks for the award, he went on to talk for around half an hour in his acceptance speech.
So he got an award for charity work he'd been doing?
I guess.
What was the name of the group?
Music Cares, the charity organization that aids musicians in need.
Who's going to take care of me? I'm sliding from sliding pan of stone. Who's going to take care of me, huh? Well, but you can, you're not disabled. I don't make no difference. Somebody stole my music. I bet you taking care of Edison Lighthouse. That way. Oh, they got one song, Love Grows, Rosemary Goes. I'm sliding to find a stone. Everyday people, we got to live together. So it's a group that takes care of down and out musicians.
Yeah. I'm sure it's an important work to help people, help others. It's noble.
How how would that affect society if I know how it would affect society if we didn't have music, because music is the soundtrack of our lives, which probably used to be a slogan for one of the radio stations in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
KOAX 105.3, soundtrack of your life.
Actually, you're thinking of the Cotton slogan, the fabric of our lives.
The fabric of your lives. And who picked it?
Anyways, back to the Bob Dylan. So anyway, the LA Times music blog, they decided they would help all of us out and post all of Bob Dylan's speech. So let me skip forward to page 7 out of 15.
If he was the keynote speaker, I would guess they want him to talk for a while. That's why I've been talking with Tony Chalette with Irving PD, because they want me to MC the
it's like a SWAT convention.
Texas SWAT team convention, something like that. What do I need to do? Is it just something? And I found out today, the first thing I have to do is, I don't know how long the list is or what the time frame is, but I have to read off a list of officers that have fallen in the line of duty.
Oh, you can't do that.
I went, dude, it ain't going to happen.
No.
Because people will all have their heads bowed. They're not going to notice. Oh, well, they're going to notice if it's only four names and it takes 12 minutes.
They're going to notice.
Why? Pick somebody that's kind of, you know, ambivalent on cops. I bet Scott Murray loved to do this. I don't know what his position on police officers
is.
I'm
sure he loves them.
But he'd probably be a lot better host than me. You've got to ask me to say one dead officer's name, and I'm out for the night, Jack.
Mm-hmm. And this is one of those times where I'd love to, you know, say, no, Russ, you can do it, but no, you can't. Everyone knows that you can't, and we love it about you. But that's one of those things.
Somehow that didn't seem to undo some of the liability.
Well, no, I mean.
And we love that about you.
We do. That's not for me to say. That is completely up to Tony Chalette and his SWAT team.
But I found that out today. So what else am I going to have to do? I don't think I'm a keynote speaker, so I don't think I have to write anything.
Yeah, you just have to, you know, you're the transition guy. Hey. You got to get from one thing to the other.
Hey, here's the next guy. Who wants to hear Bob Dylan talk for a half hour? Wait.
Come back.
Sit down. Wait till Bob Dylan does his Jerry Seinfeld. Sounds just like him. Who are these people? Didn't you?
So anyway, yeah. So Bob Dylan, in his time in the music industry, has been very celebrated. He's enjoyed lots of success. He's also extremely butthurt. Because throughout parts of this, he talks about how critics don't like him. They criticize him because they don't like his melodies. They don't like his singing voice. They criticize him for mumbling things. And then in his speech, he mumbles things.
Is there audio or you only have text?
I haven't found it. I've only got the text.
You want me to read it and mumble it, or can you do Bob Dylan?
You can try it if you want.
Well, you can give it a shot.
All right. So he talks about great records and things and things, blah, blah, blah. Then he gets to Merle Haggard.
How dare you?
Merle Haggard.
Actually, just read it normally. I want to hear what he said about Merle.
Merle Haggard didn't even think much of my songs. I know he didn't. He didn't say that to me, but I know Buck Owens did, and he recorded some of my early songs. Merle Haggard.
Well, hang on. Buck Owens said something untoward to Bob Dylan,
mm-hmm.
but then covered some of Bob Dylan's songs.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I can't hear. Well, it had to be songs that Bob Dylan wrote that he didn't record. There was, I think, I'm Blowing in the Wind. I think that's a Dylan song. Knocking on Heaven's Door, he recorded that, but he also wrote it. There are a lot of really good songs that he wrote that he should have never voiced. Like, who was the composer? Was it Beethoven that was deaf?
Yes. Yeah.
And in his final years, there was no reason for him to sing. That is a great medley. Just all the songs compiled together, but there's no reason for you to sing.
That one thing, Beethoven.
See what you do to him?
Who?
Alfie.
He's retarded.
I don't know, that may be. So Bob Dylan goes on to say,
we picked him up in Canton. Had we not adopted him, he'd be running loose over on I-20.
Bob Dylan goes on to say, Merle Haggard, Mama Tried, The Bottle Let Me Down, I'm a Lonesome Fugitive. These are the song titles, I guess. He says, I can't imagine Waylon Jennings singing The Bottle Let Me Down. Together Again? That's Buck Owens. And that trumps anything coming out of Bakersfield. Buck Owens and Merle Haggard, if you have to have somebody's blessing, you figure it out.
Oh, sure. Compliment the dead guy. Well, love Buck Owens. Merle Haggard, what can he do? Man, I'm almost 80. I can still whoop the dog shit out of your big ass. Anybody that sings songs about truck driving men, you know how many people are going to be behind me in American Harvesters?
Yeah.
You don't mess with anybody. Your sideburns are pussy sideburns. These are Merle Haggard sideburns. Mm-hmm. I used to lease these out to Elvis.
In the,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
The next paragraph is when he gets really butthurt. He says, oh, yeah, critics.
But why did he focus on
I don't know.
Merle and Buck in the beginning?
He was talking about other people who didn't like some of his songs and other people that did. And then the people
I seriously bet that Frank Sinatra did not like any of Bob Dylan's recordings. He might have liked his writing technique, his ability, but his recordings, no. Dr. Thornton likes them both. Oh, he's a poet laureate. And he's a great singer. No.
Mm-mm. So listen to this. Before he goes into the Merle thing, this is how he leads into it. He says, Ahmet Ertegun didn't think much of my songs, but Sam Phillips did.
What's Ertegun?
Ahmet founded Atlantic Records.
Who's Ahmet?
Ahmet founded Atlantic Records.
The guy from Community?
Oh, my God, man.
See, I'm trying to work current day references. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Ahmet what?
Ahmet founded Atlantic Records, and Bob Dylan said he produced some great records. Ray Charles, Ray Brown, just to name a few. There were some great records in there, no question about it. But
this is Bob Dylan talking.
This is Bob Dylan talking.
Got it.
But Sam Phillips, he recorded Elvis and Jerry Lee, Carl Perkins and Johnny Cash. Radical eyes that shook the very essence of humanity. Revolution in style and scope. Heavy shape and color. Radical to the bone. Songs that cut you to the bone. Renegades in all degrees doing songs that would never decay and still resound to this day. Oh, yeah, I'd rather have Sam Phillips' blessing any day. So basically he says, here are guys that like my stuff and here are guys that don't like my stuff. I'd rather have the blessing of the guy that liked my stuff because he was edgier and cooler and, you know, that sort of deal. And then the next thing is where he goes into Merle Haggard. He says, Merle Haggard didn't even think much of my songs. I know he didn't.
But Merle never said anything about it.
Yeah, he says, I know he didn't say that to me, but I know it's inaudible.
He never covered any of my songs.
Yeah.
He what? Never covered any of my songs. I think he even throw in with, first of all, I don't know if Sam Phillips ever said anything kind about Bob Dylan.
I don't know.
But you also throw in Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Roy Orbison into, what was it, Sun Records?
I guess so.
Yeah. So I don't know why he goes back to Sam Phillips.
I guess he was
Sam
just saying.
Sam Phillips liked my stuff. He also yes. liked Johnny Cash, Elvis, Kramer. Costanza.
Kramer from Seinfeld. No, that's not, no. Huh?
I love Newman. It's not even like he's making any sense. He's never really had a run-in with Merle Haggard. And still, my money's on Merle. Even though I'm still sort of iffy on whether I love country music or not.
You love it.
I love rock. I love country. I like a lot of stuff. I don't like opera like you do, Dan.
Why do you say it like that's like such a bad thing?
Because it is.
No, it's not. It's some beautiful music.
Chloe, you like opera?
I like one artist, but I have
one opera artist.
Yes.
Who?
Andrea Bocelli. But that's personal reasons. So.
Well, that's because they're Italian.
Maybe so.
And I'm Italian, and you know better.
Exactly. Yeah, but the other I can't.
Thank God the fat bitch is on.
I've tried, but I can't.
Man, 2.5 hours, finally the fat bitch is out. It's just odd to me that he would pick somebody that's never really said anything about him. Like,
he was
it just seems so random, like, well, you know, Rip Taylor never liked any of my songs or Waylon and Madame.
At different times, it kind of seems that way. Because I skimmed through his speech thing, and he's just complaining about this and saying, well, at least so-and-so liked me. He sounds like a teenage girl.
He sounds almost like Kanye complaining about
that, too.
Well, all the right people didn't like me. I'm sorry. I didn't make all the right choices. Who are these people? Ah, she had big hands. Yada, yada, yada.
Anyway, actually, where did that go? Merle heard about it.
Was Merle ugly about it?
No, unfortunately. He was actually really nice about it.
Man, it's Merle Haggard. I'll f*** your up.
You would think. No, but Merle's actually...
I don't even have to come get you myself. I'll just send out my sideburns in the Lincoln Town Car.
No, Merle got on the Twitter.
Merle's on Twitter?
I know. Crazy, right? Merle decided to take the high road with his response. He tweeted, Bob Dylan, I've admired your songs since 1964. Don't think twice, Bob. That's a song. Willie and I just recorded it on our new album. Meaning one of Bob Dylan's songs.
So they've covered one of Bob Dylan's songs.
Yeah.
Even though Bob Dylan, Merle, I don't believe I've ever said an artist's name more in my life.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, we need to have mandatory Merle on 1190.
Over the past 2 or 3 months, I don't think I've ever said one artist as many times as I've said Merle.
Mm-mm. We play half as much Merle as we do AC/DC.
But we don't play anything after 3:10.
Well, true.
Send a bumper. Or if I don't feel good.
That's part of what I'm saying.
All right, so Merle replied with, hey, we even did one of your covers.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't sing it right the first f***ing time. Did he add that in?
No, but I wish he had.
That's because he just ran out of characters.
I don't understand what this character count thing means. Because normally when I'm going to kick somebody's ass, they don't tell me to stop. So where did it all end? Did Bob Dylan turn around and return?
I haven't heard anything else out of Bob Dylan about this or any sort of response from Merle's tweet.
I forget what they called. They call it the Memphis Mafia?
That sounds right.
With
that sounds
with
familiar.
Elvis and Jerry Lee and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins. I don't know. But I don't know why Bob Dylan decided to go back that far. Why not go, all right, so Ice-T doesn't like my songs. Nobody's twerking to... Rainy Day Women, 2534, whatever.
Ugh.
It's amazing how somebody with, I'll give him due respect because he's been able to feed himself and buy a house and buy a car and go on dates. I'll give you credit for that, that you've picked a job where you can afford to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, he blows.
I'm actually proud of you for putting it in that fashion. Because most people just say, it sucks. And yeah. They don't think about, no, something that you say sucks to you. Especially if that person is a success in some fashion. All that means is it's not your cup of tea. It clearly is to somebody else.
It means, I don't know why I bleeped that. It means I don't understand something. If there's a show like Fallon. I still don't get his interview techniques. People seem to like it. I don't get it. I like the fact that they do different things, and it seems like they've learned that, okay, Jimmy's not a good interviewer. Let's do games and stunts and other things that the celebrities would want to come on and do.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like with a first date with a chick you don't know very well. Instead of having the awkward speaking silences over like a wine or a lunch. Instead, you go putt-putt or bowling.
Let's play libs. When you like to play libs?
Yeah.
That's where I you different ways and you guess the name of the movie.
All right.
I'm sorry. Did you read the entire thing from Bob Dylan?
Yes.
Well, obviously Merle, being a good old Southern guy, just went, hey, doing one of your songs.
Mm-hmm.
You keep pissing me off, I'm going to let Willie loose and kick your ass. And when Willie's high, Willie don't care who he's going up against.
Uh-uh. Yeah, choke you out with that braid.
Choke you out with that braid. I saw him take out three sumo wrestlers one time when he was high on weed. He tagged out to Woody Harrelson.
Oh, wow. That sounds like it.
It's just so odd for somebody out of the 60s, because really after the 70s, did Bob Dylan really do anything? I can't think of anything. So you got somebody that's old school going back to somebody that's preschool?
Probably.
You know, Merle, just far beyond.
Mm-hmm.
At least Buck Owens liked my stuff. I can see Merle tweeting. Buck tweeted me right before he died. So Buck Dylan, he sucks.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
6:40. Gotta check on traffic. Alfie Gore is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Started off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, running Reisinger Road. Got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there's jacked up back from I-20. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Basswood Boulevard. Got a stalled out 18-wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there's completely jacked up back from 121. About a 40-minute delay through that. In Irving, northbound on the Bush, just before 635, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 114. In Louisville, southbound I-35, just before Corporate Drive, got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic's jacked up back from FM 407. And finally, in Richardson, northbound 75, right at Renner Road, got an accident blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from the High 5, about a half-hour delay through that. Never miss a moment of the show by subscribing to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives today at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, clear skies, 47 for the low. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high of 74. Right now, 75. But 97 won the Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L.
Now.
The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
I was trying to back up and remember everything. Bob Dylan was being recognized by a charity group that he had done charity work for.
I guess.
And decided it was a time to bag on Merle Haggard, but give accolades to Buck Owens.
Sort of. And then also to say that, give accolades to people that said they loved him and the people that said they hated him, say, nana nana boo boo, basically. It was really just like a half hour speech of, I'd rather the people that said they liked me, I'd rather have their blessing than the people that said they hated me. To me, it's very odd.
People that hate me, I agree with them.
You go a different route than most.
Well, I don't do it intentionally. I just agree with them. He has no idea what he's doing. Pulls a show out of his ass. Damn it.
Well,
I covered up as long as I could. And there's nothing you can do about it. You hate somebody, you don't like somebody, you can't change somebody's taste. If you don't like eggplant, I just don't like it. I don't like the way it looks. I don't even like its name. It just sounds nasty.
Well, maybe you just haven't had it prepared the right way.
I'm not eating it.
But that's usually how people try to convince you.
It came out of a big purple chicken. Liver. Can't stand it. I don't care. Saute, fried, breaded. No. You like liver?
I'm just laughing at you because you started to sound like Forrest Gump's best friend.
Do you like liver?
I guess it depends on how it's prepared. I mean, if you just said, hey, Dan, would you like some liver? I'd be like, probably not. No. But some chicken liver, if it's like in a pate or something, I'd try it.
Maybe in a pate if it's mixed up with a bunch of like meat and whiskey.
Yeah.
But that.
I was never a big gizzards fan, or like when the giblets or whatever that was in the gravy, I always thought that was odd. Like the little floating gray pieces in my, you know, in the gravy. I'm just like, ugh.
What is a giblet? What is it? What is that?
It's like the gizzard is the bird's digestive system. It's what they use to grind up food with rocks and stuff.
That's why you'll see some of them eat or swallow rocks, things like that. Or and birds like cockatiels. If you've ever had a pet cockatiel, it'll be I think there were two feeding dishes. Their food and a little thing with little rocks in it. That would help them digest the food.
Oh, okay.
Birds are f***ed up, Jack. And if they're supposed to be descendants of dinosaurs, I can't imagine what kind of rocks they had to eat.
Where'd all the rocks go?
Yeah. Yeah, the giblets is it's the collective for all the other guts. Parts you don't usually eat. I would include the heart, gizzard, liver, and other visceral organs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's stuff that people throw away for a reason. You never heard of somebody going, hey, let's throw away the breast meat.
Well, see, what happens is you get they put it in the bag so people know what it is, so they can use it in whatever way they want.
That always grosses me out. Anytime you split open a turkey, or you just reach into its hole. First of all, I feel like I'm fisting a fowl.
Well, you are.
I know. But it's legal because they're dead. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. If that thing
like
was alive.
There should be some type of... not narcolepsy. What is it when you f*** dead things?
Necrophilia.
Yeah. Some type of poultry necrophilia thing. What'd you do? Pull the innards out while it was dead. You know, it's against the law. Well, I didn't dance with it.
Yeah, at what point does it become an issue?
Yeah, how long has it got to be dead before the game warden don't come by?
That's actually a really good question. You better have a good answer, because there's a fine line between the game warden running up on you and you're fisting a chicken that's in your kitchen with no feathers, or one that's had just been running around the yard as you look up and hold it in the air and say, what?
Is that chicken dead? Yeah.
How long's it been dead?
Yeah.
I forgot to check my stopwatch, but it's dead. I'm supposed to be able to kill my own chickens. Yeah, but you're f***ing them before you serve them. Well. What?
You're skipping over certain laws there.
The whole concept is really weird if you think about it. Because on Thanksgiving, when I split open a turkey, because I always split it open and cook two halves on the left side of the grill, heat's on the right, nothing on the left.
Indirect heat.
Right. And if you split it open, it cooks quicker.
Yeah, spatchcock.
But there's just, what about my cock?
It's nothing about yours. What you do is you split the chicken, turkey, whatever bird, it's called spatchcocking. You basically open it up along the backbone, remove the backbone, turn it over, press it down, so now it's an even piece.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's called spatchcocking.
It cooks faster when your cock is spatched. Is that correct?
When you spatch, never mind.
So that's what I do. But you still have to pull the stuff out.
Yeah.
It's like, why did you leave that in there?
Some people eat it. Some people use it in gravy. They'll use it in soups or stews to fortify a stock.
All that stuff, the innards and stuff, that stuff's real popular nowadays with foodies.
Yeah.
It's called offal.
Yes.
It's called offal?
O-F-F-A-L.
It really is. He's not making it up.
What does that stand for?
That's just the name for all the viscera.
It's the like organs, different things that you wouldn't normally throw out.
From poultry.
From everything.
From any animal. Beef, lamb.
Have they never heard of hot dogs?
Well, that's
menudo?
Different. Menudo would be considered, parts of that would be considered, it would have awful ingredients.
Well, it depends on which of the singers you ate. Okay. How'd we get off on food?
Damn it. Probably blame Bob Dylan somehow.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay.
Flo, do we have one more break or are we done?
One more break.
Really?
Speaking of which, I got a quick email for you.
All right, go ahead.
I need your beep briefly.
Ready to go.
All right. It's not bad enough Russ turned us all into retards, but now we all love Merle for no damn reason.
Dan?
Oh, that was pretty much it. Since we'd come back to Bob and Merle.
You shouldn't let me influence your musical taste. Either you like something or you don't. People's musical tastes are formed by their environment. I was forced to listen to country music when I was growing up. I worked at an oldies station, one of my first radio jobs. So I was exposed to that.
But
that's
see,
where
thing,
I learned a taste for Motown.
But I don't think it's all about exposure.
It's got to be.
It's not all about exposure. I think on some
there may
level,
be something rhythmic, you know, with country music, which is a derivative of blues, and we know that black people have soul.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be with something with the boom, 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 boom. That may mean something like, hey, call me when you get home.
I think it just means that you like the music because I grew up.
That doesn't make any sense to anybody else. If there's just got to be something with the rhythmic sound. If they pick that boogie rhythm, the dun 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 for some type of reason.
But it's also
everybody else stole everything else from the Indians, so who knows where it came from?
Well, that may be. But I mean, it's
boom 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 boom. Could mean I mean need more cigarettes.
Oh my God.
I didn't say what brand.
I know you didn't. That's probably wise.
But there's a lot of blues and 50s music, and a lot of 50s music and 60s music, and on up to today.
Yeah.
Where there's got to be something.
Which means you like the music.
Which music?
The country music.
It's just part of the.
I don't think it's just the exposure.
It's a stair step type thing. And it's not my fault that the guy likes Merle now. You want to blame somebody? Go wherever my dad is buried someplace in Garland, go dig him up and scream at him. They're the ones that made me listen to it.
Now we all love Merle for no
damn reason. That's the whole purpose of his email?
Yes. It's not bad enough. He's turned us all into retards. Now?
I didn't turn you into a retard. Let's not go back the genetic route. You got a retard gene. That's already in your DNA, Jack.
You're just bringing it out through exposure.
I've just set you free.
You're welcome.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that Kenzie likes that I can't stand. That... Just the guttural death metal. I don't get any of it. It's too loud. It's unintelligible. I like Van Halen, even though there's a lot of distortion. You can pick out the notes. You can tell there's a melody.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to the death metal where they're just going.
It sounds like doggy death metal.
Right over a puppy.
Sounds like the things in the Fifth Element.
Yeah.
Which part?
Those robots.
Okay. I'm missing that one, but when it gets to the point of if you don't know if they're playing all the guys in the band are playing the same song, then you've gone beyond music. You've just gone into some type of spasmodic medley.
It's actually not a bad band name.
Spasmodic medley.
I was wrong. Might have been a little too happy.
Yeah, if you can make out like one word, you're happy. Oh, I got a word.
Yeah. But it's not even in the title.
Yeah.
What's that song called? Grandma. What?
You know it. You know the song. You've heard it. It's about Grandma. He goes,
I understood more than one word that time.
Yeah.
That is probably the only time grandma's had sex. Last break. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
703. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Half Price Books. Not a whole lot going on. We'll start it off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Basswood Boulevard. Got a stalled out 18 wheeler blocking the right lane. Traffic there is jacked up back from 121. In Richardson, northbound 75 right at Renner Road. Got an accident there blocking the HOV and the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. In Louisville, southbound I-35, just before corporate, that stalled vehicle there has finally been cleared out. Traffic's still a little slow back from FM 407. And a side street accident for you in Dallas, eastbound Spring Valley, right at Montford. Got some road construction there blocking the roadway. It's got to stop down to just one lane. Traffic there is completely jacked up back from Inwood Road. If you try and take Spring Valley, it's about a 20-minute delay. Don't even bother. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a set to win a pair of tickets to go see the Stars at Military Appreciation Night on March 1st. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy of the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Arizona State University Online. Tonight, skies will be clear. 47 will be the low. Then tomorrow, skies still clear, which means lots of sunshine and a high of 74. Right now, 72 and 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What do we got left, Daniel?
Well, we got a few things. We have some ways that you can celebrate Valentine's Day without going broke, which is always popular this time of year.
Don't have no bids.
Besides that.
What's the easiest way?
Okay, well besides that one.
My brother was always big on that around the holidays.
He was the dump before the holidays, wait till after Valentine's and find a new chick?
Yeah, he was a DBX, dump before Christmas.
Gotcha.
Xmas. Then after that, oh, you know what? I miss you so much over the holidays.
Baby, I was wrong.
We need to get back together, and you give me whatever gifts that you bought for me.
He would ask for the gifts?
Yeah!
Oh, my God, and still not give them anything.
Well, I thought we were broken up.
Man, that is a Martin.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Damn, dude, you pulled a Martin.
I never pulled that about breaking up with them before the holidays.
No.
Man, I ain't got enough money to buy them any shit. I'll just say, you know, we need our space right before the holidays. They come January 2nd, 3rd, whatever. Man, I miss you so much. Christmas was not the same without you or my gifts.
Yeah, that is pretty strong. If even you look at that tactic that your brother pulled and thought, man, that's cold, little brother.
Oh, yeah, girlfriends would stay with him every night just because they didn't trust him. I go to visit. I go, are you guys living together? No. Well, hey, no offense, but you're always here. I don't trust him. Well, is that a good relationship? Well, as long as I'm here, he can't do nothing.
Sounds good, then.
But what about when you can't be here? Then I send my sister.
Oh, my God.
You know he'll your sister, don't you?
I hadn't thought of that.
But as far as breaking up around the holidays, I was never that smart.
Did it have to do with you thinking, or does it have to do with you not being that smart, or do you think you were just nicer?
Man, I don't want to lose a title in this family.
It's after 7. We'll just blame Nikki 6.
Nah, I don't know, but there's. I'll have to give the belt back if I say I was nicer.
You don't want to have it up for grabs at the next Royal Rumble?
I like to hang on to it.
Instead, you went the opposite route. I think you kept him around and made him miserable through the holidays.
Mark was just with chicks. He was just kind of indifferent as far as, you know, I don't really know if I'm, you know, into you that much, and there's certainly no reason to spend a bunch of money on you over Christmas or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense if he's really not in for it.
Let's just back away from this. Give us some time to think about it and get back together after all the expenditures are gone.
Would he use that time to maybe see if he'd find someone else better? And then that way he wouldn't backslide?
I never really followed him around, so I don't know.
Okay.
I just assumed he was.
Yeah.
He's smart. But as far as on the a-hole scale,
mm-hmm. He's a Martin.
I lose.
But is he like... Is he like
if he's a 10, I'm a 2.5 if you're using the Richter scale, because it grows exponentially.
That's jarring to a lot of people. Because you know there's people out there, guy Russ Martin, he's an a-hole.
Oh, he was giving the guy grief at the funeral home when they were trying to charge for different things. Mark's going, I'm not f-ing paying for that. What? I'll go and price some caskets. Because there's a place called Discount Caskets.
Yeah. You can buy them online.
He goes, well, I'm not paying... I don't know why I bleeped that up. $15,000 for that. And the guy said, well, would you like, you know, some type of roses wrapped around? He goes, no. I even looked at the head of the funeral home, and I looked at him and went, dude, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, I could deal with him, but you haven't been through basic training.
You can try all your little lines that you usually do when people come in here, but...
not going to work on the Martin boy.
Probably would work on me. Trey was the one that said, hey, there's a place on 75 called Discount Caskets or something like that. Mm-hmm. And even... they gave a discount for veterans.
Yeah.
Which I didn't tell them my dad was a vet until after I'd paid for everything. And I just happened to mention it. He goes, well, you didn't tell me that. You get another 20% off. So they went back and they backed it out. So if that's the name of the place, they deserve a mention.
Mm-hmm. The Casket Store.
Is that what it's called?
Yep. It's right next to Cindy's, just north of Royal.
Cindy's. Like a restaurant?
Yeah, a deli.
Yeah. That's where I want to eat. Yeah. But they did. They backed the 20, I guess it was 20% off. Yep. After
that's cool.
I'd already paid, everything was said and done, paperwork was finished. Because I went, no, we need to redo this. If your father was a veteran,
they need to honor it, yeah.
And they did.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a free spot. So how do you go through Valentine's Day cheap without having a bitch?
Well, according to the Huffington Post, they say, number one, you should just eat at home. Instead of making reservations at an expensive restaurant, you cook dinner at home for way less money and more privacy.
Man, I ain't cooking at home. I'm tired all day.
Well, it's a special occasion.
Sometimes I get my lady some powdered donuts from the Wonder Bread outlet store. They still good 2 or 3 weeks after.
Oh, my God.
Once a month, I go down to the water treatment plant and I dig out some condoms. Bleach works on those.
Oh, I don't think that's the safest or the healthiest.
If I take her out, sometimes they don't mind hiding in the trunk if we go into the drive-in.
So we got to pay for one ticket.
Yeah, we still get to see the double feature. Plus, I just stopped by the graveyard and got you all those free flowers. It's a flower buffet, baby. Pick anything you want.
I'm sorry. I didn't let you get your story started.
I think it ended where...
Well, we should have, but...
Well, okay.
We need more of a setup. Right, what's the headline of the story again?
4 ways to celebrate Valentine's Day without going broke.
Yeah, you go through Laura Land picking up a bunch of free flowers. That's what I do. What's your list say?
So we already got eat at home. Number two would be to celebrate early. You don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day on February 14th. It'd be cheaper and less crowded if you do it, say, a couple days before or even a few days after.
See, I mentioned that earlier.
Yes, you did.
Nobody said it's got to be on Valentine's Day. Some marketing a-hole picked that day just to screw us all. Short of pro flowers, new fine arts, sheriff's bearers.
And in case you and your love get arrested, Big Bubba's bail bonds.
Yeah. Again, if you have a good Valentine's night and you get arrested, you need Big Bubba. Mm-hmm. Especially if you and your bitch get arrested at the same time.
That's right.
I mean, it's because both you did it.
Or if you need a big Valentine's gift, get a house through Your Home Free.
Really? You're going to work them all in?
Might as well go for the kill. Nothing says love like a refinance from Rodney Anderson. There you go.
Screw Rodney.
Number three, do a cheese, chocolate, or wine tasting. It's a great way to sample fancy stuff without actually going broke.
How do you do that?
That, I'm not really sure. It just says do a tasting, so it's you go to some place to do it, and it couldn't be a restaurant because then that is expensive.
Alvin, what's that mean?
You go and you pay a lot less, like at a vineyard or some crap, and they give you just a bunch of wine. You're not really supposed to drink it all, but
you do.
You give me wine. Why wouldn't I drink it all? You think when Jesus turned water into wine, they didn't drink it all?
No, you're just supposed to spit it out and enjoy the flavor of it.
Okay, well, that's the way wine tasters do it.
Right, but cheese tasting, you don't do that. You actually swallow it. They're not going to, no.
Sometimes we used to go to Wyatt's cafeteria mm-hmm. and convince the old people that they was dead. They get up and we finish their dinner. Can I go now? You eating at Wyatt's. Wyatt's, you must be dead.
Wow. For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that mess. For all things, 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190talkradio.com where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.
The Metroplex.